following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come back home.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Welcome to the Clay County football season premiere. The near 10-month hiatus from the gridiron has seen energy and expectations rise high in Bulldog country. After spending his first offseason in town, head coach Jake Johnson has retooled his squad and his coaching staff to match the brand of football he wants to play. The first challenge of the season comes here at John Peoples Field in the way of a forgotten foe from yesteryear. The Monroe County Falcons and head coach Billy Murphy have made the short 18-mile trip southward across the state line to Salina, Tennessee for the first meeting between the programs since 1972. It's going to be an old-fashioned border war here in front of us tonight, Bluegrass State against Volunteer State. We're here to cover the historic action tonight and answer the question that's on everyone's mind. Will the Falcons soar or will the Bulldogs bite?
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there. Offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show, and as hard as it is to believe, this is our third season of calling live Bulldog football action here on the Horizon Sports Network. We kick off this year here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high atop Joe Neal Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong. It'll be my pleasure to bring you the play-by-play action tonight. I'm just plain old tickled to be accompanied this season by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Well, good to be back for another season, Daniel. Looking forward to it. I think the community's excited about this season. Coach Johnson's excited, and I know all the players are excited.
Expectations are high. Also joining us, of course, is our analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Guys, feels good to have the headsets back on and saddled up here to the Twin Lakes broadcast table. Like Coach said, there's a little excitement in there for this 2019 football season, and it all starts at the top. Coach Jake Johnson's got this team raring and ready to go. One thing I will say, this opener, I'm a little disappointed there's no clash on the Cumberland this year, guys. You know, Tompkinsville, Monroe County's replaced Jackson County on the schedule. We've opened with them for a long time. But, you know, we can turn T-ville into our new season opening rivalry game because it should be a good atmosphere.
It should be. These two schools about 18 miles apart, and they hadn't met since 1972. Kind of a shame to be so close to somebody and not play them. I'm excited about it.
I am, too. And nothing like what you builded earlier, Daniel, a border war to kick off Season 3 of the Horizon Sports Network. And to you, too, appreciate you getting back on board with us. Couldn't do it without you. So thanks to you, Daniel, and you, too, Coach.
Thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Like I said earlier, I was a little disappointed on the clash on the Cumberland, but I'm also a little nervous. I mean, I've got a little of that butterfly feeling I had back in the day waiting in the original Russell Richardson doghouse before a game, you know, over at the old field. And it's good to get that feeling again, guys, even if we're not getting ready to play. But, you know, I wouldn't be fired up if it wasn't for these sponsors we have.
Yeah.
Who give us washed up, has been alumni guys, a chance to be on the air to call to action. And we wouldn't be here without them tonight. The new ones we've got, the old ones that's been with us since the start. We can't say enough how much we appreciate them.
We can't. I mean, the longevity of us doing this is dependent upon them. You know, they're the ones that make it go. We're happy to be here and do it, but they're the backbone of it.
They are. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network got its start with the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, and we say it's just an extension of that weekly newspaper, and we hope our listeners will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. And up next, as we will do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in a Horizon Weekly recap. So stay with us, folks, for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss the season preview that appeared in print after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the 2019 season. Daniel, it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we normally break down the game prior, but with this being the first time the Dogs will strap them on this year, we're going to highlight the season preview we published this week.
It's a good-looking preview. I'm glad to recap it with you here.
The headline read, Johnson kicks off first full season at the helm Friday, and home opener with T-Bill. And the story talked about how he's entering this season under completely different circumstances. Unlike last year, when he took over three games into the season. It read in part, gone are the days of season openers with neighboring Jackson County, standard schedules featuring old rivals, and a decades-long assumption of mediocrity. Johnson now leads the 2019 version of the Dogs into uncharted waters. They will face Monroe County, Kentucky for the first time since 1972 here at week's end, navigate through a schedule including a foreign foursome of teams from Crossville, Sparta, Westmoreland, and Albany, Kentucky, and do it all with something a Bulldog team hasn't had in a long time, Daniel. Expectations.
They are riding high, and they should be. Great group of kids here, great coaching staff, coming back two consecutive years in the playoffs. They expect more this year.
They do, and the story went on to explain how Johnson knew all too well what was expected, just like you said, with the experienced returning core and a stable of young talent he has this year. I feel like we've established the floor, not the ceiling, he said in the story. We expect to be in the postseason versus hoping to, and we've got the pieces. That's the thing about having athletes. With athletes comes expectations. He also talked about how different it is having a full off season to prepare. This go-around, it's our team, he said. The excuses are out the window, and our goal is to host the first playoff game ever here at John Teeples Field. Daniel, I like the way your coach is talking. He's confident due to the personnel he's got, including on the offensive side of the ball, which you're going to tell us about.
Definitely so. And in that interview you conducted for the paper, Johnson spoke of his offense, and he said that he's a run-first guy who wants to have a balanced attack by mixing in a quick passing game. He also explained that speed would be key to this team's success. Kind of due to a lack of size up front, he wants to get to the perimeter, wire out the edges, and then hit them in the middle or down the field. To accomplish his vision, Johnson says he'll use a spread concept shotgun attack led by senior quarterback Jake Ashoff. He'll be joined in the backfield by classmates Will Ogletree and Wesley Walker and also dual threat back and receiver White Burks. Besides Burks, the receiving core will feature junior wideouts Bryson Burchett and Jacob Burnett, along with key reserve freshman receivers Alec Kerr and Jimmy Burchett. Other skilled players will include sophomore Carson Sharp, along with freshman Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms. Up front, the offensive line is anchored by three returning starters, juniors Dalton Gold and Seth Eads, along with sophomore Wade Coons. Freshman John Hamilton and Levi Garrett will likely fill out the starting lineup, while seniors John Maynard and Matt White, along with junior John Copeland, will also rotate in.
Good group there. And then on the other side of the ball, Daniel, the preview told how Johnson has enlisted some help in the form of new defensive coordinator Mike Dickerson. He's got 20 years of experience and installed a new 3-5 defense featuring none other than All-Stater Dalton Goad at nose guard, with Coons and Walker joining him in the trenches. The story said starting linebackers will include Burks, Copeland, the elder Burchett, Arms, and Markham, and it also explained key reserves in the front seven seeing playing time will be Ogletree at linebacker, Hamilton defensive tackle, Garrett at defensive tackle, and sophomore Andrew Burks rotating in at linebacker. Over the top, Dickerson runs a base cover three scheme with Burnett at the single high safety, while Sharp and Kerr will start at corner with the younger Burchett spelling them. And we're going to need a defense like that, Daniel, with the schedule the article detailed, as you're going to tell us about.
Yeah, it is a different-looking schedule this year. We already talked about Monroe County, who's in front of us tonight. Hadn't played them since 72. Then they see another Kentucky team in week two, Clinton County, going to come down out of Albany here at home. Then for the first time in week three, they go on the road to Joe Burns. That's a region contest. then travel up to Crossville, Cumberland County, Tennessee, a team we've not played since the 30s, if I'm not mistaken, and then come back home for homecoming against the mighty Gordonsville Tigers. That's going to be a big region contest on September the 20th. Then a trip to Westmoreland, another team we've played periodically through the years, but never consistently. Come back home then to start off October with Pickett County, enjoy a bye week during fall break conveniently, and then finish off the year with a trio of games at White County, at Monterey, and then they finish up the regular season of play on November the 1st here at home against Red Bull and Springs.
So definitely no slouch for a schedule there, for sure, Daniel. You know, I know some of those teams that we're not used to seeing are down a little bit, but big-time schools.
They are. It's not that typical Clay County schedule. I think part of that buzz that's in there is due to a lot of the new teams on there.
I think so. So that wraps up our weekly recap, folks. Next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, which we'll go through in this recap. And also at this time, we'd like to remind you to tell your friends that we're on the air, Daniel. All they got to do is copy the link that they're listening to right now, text it to somebody, put it on Facebook, Twitter, however they want to do it, and we sure appreciate it. So, folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for something we haven't seen in a while, Daniel, a game between Solana and T-Ville here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dawgs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by the...
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Now we're at that segment that I like to call my favorite of the program, and it's about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Tonight's team share a quarter of a century of history together. However, it's been almost half a century since they met. First squaring off all the way back in 1937, Salina and Tompkinsville had met 25 times prior to this contest, the last one being 47 years ago in 1972. During the years away from the rivalry, Salina and Hermitage Springs came together to join Clay County High School, while Gamale and Tompkinsville consolidated to become Monroe County. The former battles resulted in Salina having a 9-14-1 record against their opposition from the Bluegrass State. The Clay Countyans have lost the last three meetings in the series. The Bulldogs' biggest victory came in 1955 when they defeated Tompkinsville 52-0. The Bulldogs' worst defeat in the series has been by a margin of 33 points in both 1949 and 1972. Unfortunately, we have no individual stat leaders to share from this series, since all previous games came before there was local coverage here in town to that extent. So what we'll do is go to one more quick set of ads, come back, and do an extended part of about a Bulldog history.
those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. We're currently about 38 minutes from kickoff here in the border war between Monroe County and Clay County. This is the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to do another piece of about a Bulldog history. We decided to split it this year between local history and the series history, if you will, and a little bit of older history. What we're going to do is...
Let me interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
A minute. You know, you said this is your favorite segment, but I'm pretty sure it's everybody else's, too. And if it wasn't for the work that Daniel puts in, putting all this history together, folks, we wouldn't be able to enjoy this segment. So I just want to thank you for that, Daniel.
Well, I appreciate
it. Labor-intensive to go back and find the stuff that you're fixing to talk about here.
Well, that's true. I won't deny that. Now, 2 years ago, we talked about the all-time Bulldog individual stat leaders. Last year, we unveiled the Horizon Sports Network Top 10 Teams. This season, we want to continue celebrating the Bulldogs of the past. So what we'll do is each week we'll be highlighting a black and gold squad that's celebrating either a lustral, that's ending in 5, or a decadal, ending in 0 anniversary. For example, tonight's team's 1939. They're celebrating their 80th anniversary this year. And, you know, it kind of feels like the right time to do this because Clay County High School is currently celebrating its centennial. It was founded originally back in 1919. And Clay County itself celebrating a centennial.
It's hard to say.
That's also coming up. So with no further delay, Thomas, let's go ahead and start talking a little bit about the 1939 Salina High School Golden Crusaders. I have to start off by mentioning we originally played football for a couple years in the mid-20s, and then it went away, resurfaced in 1937. So this team would have been the third team back from that resurfaced football. And we've got a picture we're looking at here. You know, you don't see the same type padding, obviously, that you see 80 years later on these guys warming up right now. The coaches are in three-piece suits, look more like bankers maybe than you might see modern-day ball coaches here. And, Thomas, there's a lot of guys there in the picture. I know after you comment about it, you'll share those names.
I will. That'll be later after you talk a little bit. Or is that next? I'm sorry.
That will be next.
That is next. But the photo's great, and that's one thing, like we did for the Horizon Sports Network Power Rankings, we're going to tell this with this photo in the newspaper the following week.
Absolutely.
Daniel's going to provide us with the names and the cut lines so you folks can look for it. But what's cool about it, I think we've recognized they're standing on the steps of the old high school, which, you know, the old high school to this generation is where the central office is now.
Right.
The generation prior, the old high school is where the parking lot to the central office where they have the flea markets on Saturdays
right.
and such. I'm pretty sure this building was standing there.
Fire destroyed it. I think the one that's currently now the central office for the school system was built in 1954. So you're right, Thomas. This goes way back, and this is pre-World War II era here. We did quit playing football after the 41 season because of World War II, so this was before that. Thomas, why don't you go ahead and share some of those guys that are in this picture?
Well, the players, they start with Cass Napier, some of our long-lost kinfolk, I think, Daniel. Champ Bowles was part of this team. Charles Dobbin Fowler. Everybody remembers Dobbin Fowler and what an athlete they always talked about he was. Charles Masters, Clint Dow, Cornell Bow, George White, Grady Stone, Hayden Masters, another Napier, Daniel, Uncle Joe Frank, as mm-hmm. we called him, Joe Frank Napier, John F. Stone, Liesl Donaldson, Major Mabry, Mayford Scott, Melvin Brown, which I think you said
father of Mac and Watson
right.
Brown, yeah.
Newell Cherry, Reginald Brown, Robert Lee Jones, and Willie Clinton. So I think a lot of people will recognize a lot of those names, kind of legacy names for Clay County and Salina here. And the team was coached by assistant Carl Monroe, and the head coach, Daniel, was Frank Lee Sidwell, which is another historic name here around Clay County.
It definitely is, and, you know, I was thinking the 80th anniversary of this 1939 squad, let's just say that they were 16 years old at the time. If these gentlemen were around, they'd be 96 years old. I don't suppose that any of them are left alive, so we're just thrilled to be able to share their names and talk about their season a little bit here. We'll go through the season quickly. I'll let Thomas start talking about that.
Well, they opened with a rival, no doubt. Livingston over there had suffered a 19-0 loss, but I'd say they gave them all the hog eye all they could stand.
Definitely probably was a different looking game that you would see played out back then. The second game of the year was against Macon County. Now, the Golden Crusaders won that one 2-0, and I've actually got a piece of an article here from the Nashville Tennessean, September 23rd, 1939. The headline reads about the Lafayette game. Some traveling in reverse. Two high school football teams, Lafayette and Salina, had one of the strangest grid games fans of this section ever saw. Both sides lost more ground than they gained. Lafayette marched 62 yards forward and 78 yards backward. Salina gained 73 yards and then retreated 83 yards. Lafayette proved to be the most expert at reverse pedaling, however, retreating once behind its own goal line to enable Salina to win 2-0 on a safety. That'd be a tough one to keep stats on. Very interesting article about that game, Thomas. Now, I'll interject real quick here. This team overall, once we get done with the schedule, if you keep count, they're a 2-17.
Right.
The rest of the ones we chronicle will be 500 or better. However, couldn't help but doing the 80th anniversary of this 39 squad.
I think it's very fitting, Daniel. After Macon County, they went on to lose 18-0 to White County. Doesn't say whether they're on the road at home or not, but another area team, if you'll notice, that's who they're playing close.
That's back on our schedule,
yeah,
finally.
That's right.
And here we have fourth week against Jackson County, a closer game, but a loss nonetheless, 7-19. And I've got one more article I want to share. This comes from the Bill Fisk Bugle that our grandma Edwina Napier had kept. And it was a local periodical back in the day. And it says, headline reads, Salina loses to Gainesboro. The story of the game can be told in a few words. Salina had four opportunities to score, being within the 10-yard line, and cashed in on only one chance, while Gainesboro made good on all three of their chances. As in other games, Salina outgained their opponents in yardage and first downs, but met their greatest difficulty in scoring after getting within the 10-yard line. And it mentions that Salina was handicapped by injuries, and no doubt, I'm sure that maybe a thick leather pad under their jerseys and for helmets may have been the best they had back then.
I can't imagine what they had back then. I have to comment on those newspaper articles. That's my favorite part. The history's yours, but, you know, a newspaper writer hearing how they wrote back then is just really cool. Daniel, they got off the snide here on the fifth game of the season and won 7-0 in a battle with York Institute. So they got their first win against
second.
The Dragons.
Yeah,
second.
The, yeah.
Okay, I missed the first one. 2-0. I forgot they won the Macon County game.
That put them at 2-3, and then they played Monterey, lost a close one, 0-6.
And then went to Cumberland County. Got blew out up there, Daniel. 44-0.
Then met Tompkinsville, Kentucky, the team that's out here warming up in front of us right now. I guess at that time it would have been the Tompkinsville Bears instead of the Monroe County Falcons. Lost a tie one there, 6-13.
I kind of expect maybe a score like that tonight. What do you think? We've got some rain falling and things going on here. Could be one of those type battles. And then they finished up the season, Daniel, like we used to do in my day. We'd play Baxter the last game of the year. Sometimes that would decide the old district with another 2-0 game. This time they were on the other end of it, a 0-2 loss to Baxter.
Definitely not a lot of offense taking place for the Golden Crusaders back there in 1939. They were shut out in 5 of those contests on the whole season through those 9 games. Scored only 22 points, but like I say, how great would it have been to have seen the game in that era? This was 80 years ago. If not for these gentlemen that you ran off earlier, we wouldn't be here sitting today with the rich tradition that they were the foundation of. So
here's the thing about these guys you got to think of. You know, football is a huge thing today for these kids, for these guys that are this age. This was probably way, way down the list, football was. You can imagine the work they had to put in, and the possibility of having to, did you say, just come back from war?
Well, it was before war, so the war was brewing in the world, yeah.
Things of that nature. So, you know, you're looking at a team of men.
These games likely would have taken place, I'm going to go out on a limb and say on Saturday, because they did not at that time have electrical lighting outside. They couldn't play at night, at least in Salina. I don't think we got that until maybe 41. So definitely a different time. It was our pleasure to have the 1939 team celebrating their 80th anniversary, to put them in our spotlight here as the team of the week. Remember, look for a copy of this week's Del Hall Horizon to see that picture we were talking about and see those gentlemen in their uniforms. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back on the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Coach Edwards, you always lead us through this. I'm going to turn it over to you.
All right, Daniel, let's get started. Monroe County Falcons here tonight. And last season, they were 8-4 and made it to the second round of the KHSAA playoffs, where they lost to Walton Verona by a score of 35-6. Next week,
a pretty good team.
They've had a lot of success in the last several years.
Mm-hmm. They have. They've had a good program for several years. Made the playoffs pretty consistently, I believe, in Kentucky. Next week's opponent, Clinton County, Kentucky, finished last season at 9-1.
Wow.
Now, they did not make a playoff appearance. I'm not sure.
Independent, maybe?
Maybe they didn't play a varsity schedule. I'm not sure. But
using that team from Albany having that reverse.
Yeah. Usually you'd see them maybe playing Pickett County and having some coast games and stuff. And not to disrespect the Bobcats, but typically that's what you see out of Clinton County.
They are idle this week, so I suspect they'll be here somewhere watching us and Monroe as well.
I'm sure.
Week three is Joe Burns High School. They finished up last season 6-5, 5-1 in the region, and finished second place and hosted Lookout Valley first round of the playoffs and were upset by Valley.
They were. Let's hope that happens again here because, guys, we're talking about this season opener. We're talking about next week. Week three is huge for this Bulldog team to get started right in Region 4A.
Tonight, Joe Burns is hosting Harpeth. Week four, travel to Cumberland County High School in Crossville. They were 1-9 last season, and their one win was a forfeit win to Powell High School, who had to forfeit all their games last year, I believe.
Coach, I appreciate the detail you go into on these reports. That's all good
stuff. And, of course, normally we'd be talking about what these teams did the week prior, but with no games going, Coach has dug out some good info. You know, we got to talk about Cumberland County just a little bit, Daniel. You and I have got some first cousins that are alumni from up there. Big school, just never had quite much success on the gridiron.
I remember in the old days they were in there with Riverdale and Cookville, I think, when there was just five classifications.
Cleveland.
And hard to compete. And then Stone Memorial was built. Stone's been successful, but the Jets, never so much.
Cumberland County tonight will travel to Scott High for their season opener. Following week, the Bulldogs are going to host Gordonsville High School. It'll be homecoming week. Gordonsville finished last season as region champion, 6-0 in the region, 9-3 overall, and made the second round of the playoffs and lost to South Pittsburgh.
You know, you shared a story about Gordonsville. You know, they lost some of their big-time athlete-type players. They're probably all-time leading rusher. I can't say that he is in Braxton Gibbons and then also Bill Walsh on the outside, but I think that story said they got 12, every lineman they got.
Both sides of the ball.
I believe they're all
line.
Seniors, too. So
both sides of the
not
ball.
Not an opponent you necessarily want for homecoming.
No, we tried to avoid that, but couldn't get it changed.
They will have a freshman quarterback.
They will, who played against us last year as an eighth grader.
Oh, yeah, he's huge. He looks like a high school kid when he was in junior high.
Yeah.
Gordonsville's at Watertown tonight. Next week, travel to Westmoreland High School. Finished last season 8-4. Finished second round of the TSSAA playoffs with a 40-6 loss to Watertown. Tonight, Westmoreland is at Livingston Academy. Pickett County High School finished last season at 3-8, 1-5 in the region. They finished their season with a win in the Character Star Athlete Bowl over Unica. A score of 28-22.
That'd
tonight.
Be a record number of wins there for the Bobcat program. Glad to see them pick up a few.
Tonight they host Oakdale. October 17th, Bulldogs, that's a Thursday, by the way. The Bulldogs will travel to White County High School. White County finished last season 0-10. Tonight they host Cannon County.
Interesting about White County, they have removed themselves from the TWSAA in football. They've gone independent just to try to play outside of a region,
right.
Pick up teams like Clay County who were smaller than them, try to rebuild some momentum over there. Hopefully the Bulldogs won't let them do it.
The following Friday, the Bulldogs travel to longtime foe Monterey. Monterey finished third in the region last year, 4-2, 5-6 overall. And they were also defeated by South Pittsburgh in the first round of the playoffs by a score of 53-15. Tonight, they host Sail Creek.
Hate to go back up on the mountain 2 years in a row, but I tell you what, it wouldn't be bad to go up there and kind of redeem ourselves because, guys, we took a whooping up there last year.
Worst performance of the season, bar none.
And the final week of the regular season, Bulldogs host Red Bull in Springs High School. Be senior night here. Red Bull finished last season 1-8, 0-6 in the region, and their one win was a forfeit by Cannon County. Tonight they are at Sunbright. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Hope you stay with us through these ads, 19 minutes from kickoff here, and we will be back in a few.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278, or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal. Serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Lieber, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from the dog's first meeting with Tompkinsville in nearly 50 years, where Clay County will take home Monroe County, Kentucky, in their 2019 season and home opener on John Teeples Field. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this season's first edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, appreciate you inviting us over today to talk it all over. It's my favorite time of the year. I bet it is yours, too.
Hey, there's nothing like fall. Nothing like fall football. You know, you're always welcome here. And, hey, I'm just excited to get everything ramped up and going again.
Well, it's time. We're here. All the off-season workouts are in the rear view. The preseason's got you tuned up, and it's time to strap them on for real, Coach.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, like we've mentioned before, I think we've got to a point where we're just tired of hitting each other. You know, we're ready for somebody else.
Right. And no better way to kick off the season than with a home game in front of what is expected to be a good crowd for this one.
It should be. You know, Tompkinsville's not very far away. It's a game that a lot of mystery to it. It hadn't been played in quite some time, so we should have a pretty good turnout.
Yeah, you're right. First time since 1972. A Bulldog team will take on the Falcons, who hail from north of the border up there in Teville, Coach. Pretty intriguing matchup, as you say, between the neighboring towns.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, anytime you're that close, you know, you venture to at least try it out. You know, before you want to go compete on a level, of course, that's out of state, but in our state, you know, let's try to win our area first.
Sounds good to me. I like the old rivalries. But that's not the only change to this year's schedule. I don't think I've seen one quite like this, Coach. Besides Monroe County, we got teams from Crossville, Sparta, Westmoreland, and another Kentucky school from up there in Albany to go along with our already tough Region 3A slate. That's a different look for us.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's one of those situations to where I feel like we do have potential to do a little bit. And, you know, when you're a small school, you know, unless you want to travel across the state, you've got to play up.
Right.
You have to.
And I know there's kind of some scheduling conflicts that made us pick these new teams.
Right. A few scheduling conflicts, a few inherited things, right. You know, but it is what it is. We're going to play it, and we're going to make the best of it.
But you know what? Your team seems ready for that challenge after a pretty good preseason. I watched them down there in Baxter. They held their own against a bigger Upperman team. I think they tied there 0-0 and took care of business in the other two.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing we figured out, especially in the Upperman game, you know, a lot of the execution wasn't where we needed it to be. However, you know, I felt like we played fast, we played physical, and we downright got after them.
And then, let's see, we had at Jackson County.
Mm-hmm. At Jackson County. We didn't do too much with the starters, but, you know, like you said, they came in, did what we accomplished or set out to accomplish, and got on the bus and went home.
And made a trip down to the Creek Bank, took on a station camp JV team and did pretty well.
Yep, did pretty well there, too.
And personnel-wise, Coach, you're leaning on seven seniors. I'll just name them here. Jake Ashlock, Will Ogletree, Wyatt Birch, Wesley Walker, Jonathan Maynard, Matt White, and Peyton Van Dyne. Talk about that group's leadership and what they mean to this team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, to be honest with you, leadership starts with Jake Ashlock. You know, talk about an alpha personality. And, you know, you need that out of your quarterback, especially your senior quarterback. You know, Will Ogletree missed some time last year, unfortunately, all last season with a knee injury. Burks, Walker, solid contributors coming back, both offense and defense. Maynard, same thing. You know, Van Dyne, a little bit of a newcomer.
Right.
So was Matt White. Fortunately, Matt had an injury. We didn't get to see him much, but we look to see him getting in the O&D line.
And a solid group. You touched on Ogletree just a little bit. It was unfortunate not to see him play his junior year. I'm looking forward to that smash mouth he's going to bring.
Oh, I am too. You know, the thing about Ogletree is, like I've said all offseason, you know, he may be the best-kept secret outside of Clay County.
Right. Nobody's seen him in a while.
Nobody's seen him in a while.
And White Burks, he's just Mr. Consistency. He does it all for you, Coach.
Jack all trades. I mean, you make a utility player, and that's him.
Right. And then Walker, hadn't seen him a whole lot. Saw him some last year, but he's got some grit down there.
He's got some grit. Very, very physical kid.
And we kind of talked about early on how Ashlock's kind of coming into his own in this preseason, looking for good things out of him this year.
Absolutely. And something he's figured out. He's finally figured out what he is, what he can do. I mean, if you make a quarterback, you're looking at him.
Prototype.
Absolutely. But, you know, he's elevated his game to that status. Definitely became a leader. I mean, honestly, offense, he's a true field general. He can keep it going.
We're looking forward to seeing that group. But you know what? You got seven juniors, and there's no slouch either. Led by All-Stater Dalton Gold and starters John Copeland, Bryson Burchett, Jacob Burnett, and Seth Eads. Good group there, too.
It's a really solid group. Kids that have won games on every level. You know, a lot of talent, a lot of grit, a lot of hustle in there, too.
And Gold up front, coach, broke the both sack records last season. Can't wait to see what that kid's going to do.
Nasty. Nasty, physical. He's a specimen. The kid's got stronger. He's shed a little weight. He's leaned out. I mean, he's primed for another big year.
Copeland a little banged up in this preseason. I think you got him slated starting at linebacker, maybe a little bit on the offensive line. Tough kid there.
Absolutely tough. You know, plays much bigger than his body.
Right. And then Seth, I'm pretty sure he started all last season at center. Got him back there. That's got to be huge for Ashlock in this offense.
Oh, yeah, and inconsistency. Seth is consistent, 100%.
Outside, you got the speed of Burchett and Burnett. Good hands there. Good pair on outside.
It'd be hard to match up. Something especially, I feel like we can throw the ball a little bit more this year. It's going to be hard for people to man up on us on the outside.
Looking forward to it. Then you got a load of young talent, coach, in this underclassmen group. Sophomores Wade Coons and Carson Sharp are really come on, especially Coons started both ways last year, and really looks like he's leaned up and going to make an impact this year.
Well, and that's for all of us. We've really hit it hard this offseason, got in a lot better shape, got a little stronger. But Coons came in immediately and was an impact player. Sharp came in on defense early, but he's turned into an X factor on offense. Talk about speed.
Looking forward to that tandem there. And then you've got a cool dozen, as I like to say, of rookies, coach. Some starters already, and others are going to see significant time as freshmen.
Oh, you want to talk about talent coming in that young class. I mean, a bunch of kids, once again, that have had success on every level. A lot of legacy kids,
right?
So you would call them in that. So come from pretty good stock.
The second coming.
The second coming,
like
absolutely.
Looking forward to it. And, you know, and for the season preview in the newspaper, we talked about how this season is different, not just the schedule like we discussed, but because of this group we just talked about, the talent you have, there's a few expectations this year, and you've set a goal for them.
Absolutely. Our goal is to play the first postseason game on our home field. That has never been done in Clay County High School history. Never. Not one time. And that's our goal. You know, instead of, you know, the ceiling being trying to make the postseason, now, hey, we've been there, we've done that, let's try to get one at home.
Well, you got to have that goal, and everybody here would love to see it. I think we were talking about it way back during my little brother's time, 1996, I believe, last time a playoff game was played in Sline.
Been a few days ago. But, you know, I feel like we're headed in the right direction. You know, I feel like we are 100% capable of doing it. Now we've got to get some good breaks. Got to do a lot of things the right way, but I think it is attainable.
And the first step towards that comes tonight. You want to get off to a good start. Talk about T-ville and what we've got to do against them to come out on top in this first game of the 2019 season, coach.
They are big. They are very, very big up front. They seem to be very solid and well coached. You know, however, with that being said, I feel like we have a little bit of speed on them. You know, we're definitely going to try to get on the perimeter as much as we can. When they try to counter that, try to spread the box a little bit, we've got Will Ogletree up the middle.
Sounds good. Looking for a heavy dose of Ogletree and maybe Ashlock down the field over the top when you can. Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, we'll be back here next week with Coach Johnson to preview the Dogs' home game with Clinton County, Kentucky. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
We're back here on the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, let's get right into it. Let's start on the offensive side.
Well, offensively, Daniel, just like always, it's got to start up front, guys. One side's been there. You know, you got Gold and Coons on the one side, and then the center, Eads. But the other side of the line is pretty inexperienced. We're starting two freshmen over there, guys. Great talent. You know, they've just not been there yet. So that's going to be a key, I think, is that up front push and for the senior, Will Ogletree, who I'm excited about seeing, guys. I haven't seen him play in 2 years.
Right.
So Crooked Ogletree going down hill early on, set the tone. And then mix in a few easy throws for Ashlock. Get him a little confidence. Let this offense get their feet under him and get rolling.
Sounds good to me. What about defense?
Well, defensively, we've talked about on and on and on, Daniel, about how nasty we think this defense is going to be. And with Gold and Coons up front and those linebackers they got in the box, I mean, they're going to be physical. They're going to bring the grit. It's going to be fun to watch. And they're talented over the top, too. Got plenty of speed back there with Burnett and some of those guys. So I think they're going to be the strength of this team, no doubt about it.
Well, what about the overall key?
Well, overall, it's going to come down to my first one in offense. It's going to come down to blocking and execution because, you know, this is the first time around. We don't know what this offense is going to look like, and it's a lot easier to be aggressive on defense than it is to execute on the offensive side right off the bat, Daniel. So I don't think there's any doubt about this defense, led by the new defensive coordinator, Mike Dickerson, like we talked. It's going to keep the dogs in this game tonight. But it's going to come down to scoring points, and that's got to come from this whole offensive unit. Good blocks up front, Ashlock running the show with his leadership under center, and putting a drive or two together will be key. I think we're going to hold our own, Daniel. If we can score some points, we're going to walk away with a victory in the first border war in nearly a half century.
All right. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by West Morgan Management and owner Bobby West Morgan, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors weather report. Temperature kickoff is going to be a mild 76 degrees, at halftime around 72, and at the end of the game, 70 degrees. Humidity is 82%. Yesterday, it rained 1.4 inches here in town. Today, 0.05 of an inch. It is drizzling right now. There is a slight chance of precipitation throughout the game. The wind is out of the north-northeast at 6 miles per hour. This has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the dogs best of luck this football season.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Welcome back here to the border war between Monroe County and Clay County. It's almost time for kickoff, so we're going to wrap up the Carquist pregame show with the full coverage final word, where we ask Coach Edwards his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashlock Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all, just like their agency does.
Well, the policy tonight, Daniel, is just an echo of what Thomas said earlier, I think, in the keys. These senior leadership, you know, it all starts at the top with Jake Ashlock. Got to have a good game early, I think, get a little momentum. And then I think at the bottom, top to bottom, I think the freshmen. How do these 14- and 15-year-old guys, how are they going to respond to getting hit by 17- and 18-year-old guys? You know, I think they're going to respond fine. I think they've been through the trials and, in practice. I think Coach Johnson's done a good job getting them ready. And, we ready to go?
All right. That has been the final word, brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance Agency, the full coverage final word. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now getting close to time to kick this border war off between the Bluegrass State and the Volunteer State. First meeting of these programs since 1972. Clay County going to receive to start on offense. We'll go ahead and give you those State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke for Clay County. Offensive line, left tackle, a junior, Wade Coons. Left guard, a freshman, Levi Garrett. Center, a junior, Seth Eads. Right guard, a junior, Dalton Gold. Right tackle, a freshman, John Hamilton. Receivers, senior, White Burks. Junior, Bryson Burchett. And junior, Jacob Burnett. Fullback, senior, Wesley Walker. Tailback, senior, Will Ogletree. And quarterback, senior, Jake Ashlock. That's been the State Farm starting offensive lineup, brought to you by your local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Monroe County going to kick it off. They are the visiting team, dressed in, we'll call it blue pants with white jerseys. They have blue helmets on with a big silver-looking, chrome-looking falcon wing on the side of it. Clay County going to receive. They're dressed in their home black, black helmets, and black pants. Clay County going to be moving with the ball during this first quarter, going from right to left. Monroe County going to kick it off from left to right from our vantage point. High top Joe Neelied Stadium here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Thomas, Coach Edwards, football time has come to Clay County.
It's time, guys. We've got the little drizzly rain kind of tapering off. We see some of the umbrellas starting to come down here. This crowd that's assembled here in Joe Neelied Stadium, just looking forward to the season opener, Daniel.
I'll have to get my roster out to get the names right. It looks like Jacob Burnett, deep return for Clay County. Monroe's setting out a kickoff. Here's the whistle. Kicker approaches, and we're underway here at John Peoples Field. Burnett fields it at around the 15-yard line, and here he comes, full head of steam, and he slips, loses his footing at the 25. We have had over an inch and a half of rain in the last 24 hours. Clay County will start their first offensive possession from their own 27-yard line.
That was a freshman, Alec Kerr, there, Daniel, number 44, taking that kickoff. We see right off the bat some of these young players going to make an impact.
I thought it was 14, Burnett. I appreciate you correcting that for our listeners. Head coach Jake Johnson here in his first full year under the helm. If you'll remember, he took over in week 3 last year, so he's not a newbie here to the sideline, but this is his first full season with the Dogs. Most importantly, he's had a full off season with them. And we're waiting for his offense to get underway. They're huddled right now. Junior Seth Eads will be the center. He started all year there last year. Very reliable player. Ashlock, of course, is going to be the quarterback behind him.
to see if they don't start on that right side, the far side away from us, behind Big Coons and Dalton Goad, with a heavy dose of Will Ogletree here to start, Daniel.
Here we are, Ashlock in the gun, Ogletree at the right hip, I believe that is Kerr at the left hip. Two wide outs right, one to the left, handoff to Alec Kerr, he's around right side, has a head of steam, gets positive yardage, he's going to be brought down at the Clay County 34-yard line. So a pickup of 7 for Kerr to start off this game. Going to be 2nd and 3 for Clay County.
We kind of used Ogletree's elite blocker right there on that one, Daniel. And Kerr turned it up. Nice game for his first carry of his career.
Playing quickly. Ashlock in the gun. Kerr at the right hip. Ogletree at the left. Two wide left. Another handoff to Kerr. He's around left side across the 35, 40, 45 across the 50, 45 all the way down to the Monroe County 40-yard line where it's going to be spotted. A nice gain by the freshman, Alec Kerr. Folks around here have waited a long time to call his name. He set out last year, didn't play in any action, came on to high school this year, and he looks good. 11:15 on this opening quarter clock, and Clay County is going to be snapping on the third play of its first offensive drive. They have one first down. Ashlock in the gun, Ogletree at right hip, Kerr at left hip. Kerr motions out into the right flat, hand off to Ogletree. He picks up 5 to 6 yards depending on the spot on first down. We're going to call it 6, moves it down to the Falcon 34-yard line. Ogletree's first carry in well over a year. He saw no action last year due to a knee injury, and he looks fresh as well. 2nd and 4.
I believe that was about 26 yards Kerr picked up on that prior play, Daniel, if my yard markers are right. What a debut for the freshman.
Clay County breaks huddle. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree right behind him. Walker in at fullback. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Snap. Hand off to Ogletree. He's around left side. Loses his foot and regains it, though. Somehow stays on his feet. Advances down to the Falcon 31, where he'll be tackled by Monroe Countyan. Going to set up a very short third down. 3rd and 1 to convert for Clay County. They are in 4-down territory. 5th play of this drive coming up. All 4 have been run so far. I'm sure Coach Johnson pleased with what he's seeing, and he'll keep it on the ground. 9:55 and ticking on the opening quarter. 2 wide right, 1 to the left. Ogletree behind Ashlock, who's in the gun. Whistles blow. Offsides against Monroe County, a hard count, wisely used by the veteran signal caller, gets his team a first down.
We talked about those young freshmen starting on this left-hand side of this offensive line. They were like statues right there. Ashlock gave the hard count, drew them off. Another first down for Clay County. What more can you ask for from the Dogs on their first drive of the 2019 season?
Very poised looking, Coach Edwards.
Hey, they're earning their keep right now for sure. These young guys, I'm impressed with them.
Ball at the Falcon 26, 1st and 10. Ashlock in the gun. Kerr at left hip. Ogletree at right hip. Hand off to Kerr. He's around right side. Ogletree the lead blocker. It looks like almost a first down as we pick up about 10 of it all on that first play. We'll have to check the spot. Very close to a 10-yard gain. Kerr looking really good, and yes, the chains are moving. The ball has advanced up to the Falcon 15. A pickup of 11 for Kerr.
Daniel, right now, if my calculations are correct, he's got his number. He wears 44. He's got 44 yards on 3 carries already tonight.
1st and 10. Ball at the 15. Clay County threatening to score. Ashlock in the gun. Kerr at left hip. He puts it in his belly. Pulls it out. Ashlock now lumbering his way towards the goal line. He advances all the way down to the Monroe County 7. We're going to call it the 8, the Monroe County 8. Pickup of 7 for Ashlock on that carry, his first of the season. Clay County looking beautiful on this opening drive. They have it 2nd and 3 from the Monroe County 8-yard line. 8 minutes and 50 seconds ticking here on this opening quarter clock.
These field conditions, you know, Coach said he's a run-first guy. We're seeing it here tonight, Daniel.
2 wide left, tight end to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree to his left hip. We've got a flip. Overload to the left side. Look for sweep this way. It's a quarterback keeper. Ashlock around left end. He's at the 10. Does not pick up much. Advances down to the 7. Pickup of 1 for Ashlock on 2nd down, setting up what we're going to call 3rd and 2.
You know, that play had a chance right there. Ogletree kind of lost his foot and missed that lead block. If he gets past that first guy, that's a touchdown for Ashlock.
Pick up a 2 for Ashlock on it. 3rd and 1 now. Ball sets at the Falcons 6-yard line. 8:05 and ticking. Scoreless first quarter here. Clay County driving right to left. Ashlock in the gun. Hand off to Ogletree. He tests the left side of the offensive line, and he does squirt past the 5 down to around the 3. Waiting for the official spot. It is a first down. The ball rests 9 feet away from points. It sits at the Falcon 3-yard line. First and goal for Clay County. They picked up 4 first downs on this drive, fixing a snap on their 10th play.
I give it to Ogletree right up the gut right here, Daniel.
Ashlock in the gun. Hand off to Ogletree up the gut. You caught it. He's churning his feet. Does not score. Advances to the 1-yard line. Pick up a 2. For the senior, Will Ogletree. Coach Johnson told me earlier today he was going to ride Ogletree like a horse, and we've seen it so far. A combination of Kerr and Ogletree, and now as we're getting close to this goal line, sitting about 3 feet away from it, we see freshman Keaton Arms come into the game. Perhaps a little bit of a heavier set. Arms, Wildcat set. Ogletree the quarterback. Arms is a tight end. Ashlock split out left. High snap. Ogletree hangs on to it. Dodges a man.
Get a ball.
He's hit in the backfield. Keeps his feet. Finally goes down. Big loss there on 2nd goal for Clay County. All the way back now to the Falcon 12-yard line. A bit of a high snap in that Wildcat set. Ashlock, a taller player than Ogletree, could have easily handled it. It ended up being slightly over Ogletree's head.
In these conditions, Daniel, you know, once you got it down there, you just got to pound it in. We're on the 1-yard line. We don't need anything fancy. Straight ahead football, and now we're going backwards. Let's see if Kirk can get the edge here or if we're going to go to the air for the first time, Daniel.
Loss of 11, 3rd and goal from the 12. Ashlock in the gun, Ogletree behind him. 2 wide to the right, tight end left. Fake, play action pass, balls away, incomplete. Looked like pass interference. No flags fly, though. I could have sworn a Falcon climbed the back of that Bulldog receiver before the ball got there, but no infraction on the play.
Well, you had Kerr and Bryson Burchett. Burchett was kind of running a corner route to the end zone. Kerr, the short out route. And he put a forearm in Kerr's back and drove him to the ground. I don't know where the laundry is.
12th play of the drive, 4th and goal. The ball does set at the Falcon 11-yard line. It was a loss of 10 on that earlier play rather than a loss of 11. 2 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. Do or die for Clay County on this drive. Ashlock in the gun. They've got a score or the ball is the Falcons. Roll out pass to the right. Ashlock looking. Screen pass set up. Ogletree has it. He's at the 10. He's hit. He shakes it. 5-yard line hurdles. Does not make the end zone. It's going to be a turnover on downs. A nice screen pass to Ogletree. However, not enough to get into the end zone. Monroe County going to take over after we see Clay County open up with a 12-play opening drive that chewed up almost half of the quarter. I see 6 minutes and 13 seconds on the clock, and Monroe County going to take over, though. No points for the Bulldogs on that one. Starting point for the Falcons is going to be their own 5-yard line. They are 95 yards away from points. Now we see this Clay County defense that we've talked so much about take the field. We'll give you the starters when we can on the defensive side. Falcons with it. 2-back set. Quarterback under center. 2 wide left. Toss sweep to the left. Tailback has it. He's hit and brought down. I believe the tackler was White Burks. Burks makes in his first stop from his middle linebacker position. I'll get my Monroe County roster out. Do the best I can to bring those names to you. Coach Edwards, if you get a spot on who their quarterback is, I'd appreciate his name.
What a missed opportunity for Clay County right there, guys. You know, this defense, got to get the ball back quick so we can get back out there and redeem ourselves. 1-yard line, goal to go. Couldn't get it in, Daniel.
Pick up of 1 for Monroe County. 2nd and 9 from their 6-yard line. Quarterback is Curtis Pettit. He's under center. Hand off to a running back. It's number 12. He'll be brought down by Keaton Arms along with Dalton Goad. That running back was Georgie Brooks, a senior. Monroe County has a upperclassmen heavy team. They've got 11 seniors and 12 juniors, only 38 on the whole squad, so over half of that number consisting of seniors and juniors. Pick up of around 8 for Brooks on that carry. Sets up 3rd and 1.
One of many, many tackles to come from the Keaton Arms, starting at inside linebacker, Daniel. First of his career right there.
3rd and short. Pettit under center. Fullback and tailback behind him. Here's the snap. Give the fullback up the gut. He's got the first down as we see Carson Sharp come in and bring him down, accompanied by Dalton Gold. Advancing the ball up to the Falcon 19-yard line where it's enough to move the chains.
Pretty good defense on those last three plays there, Daniel. You know, just couldn't hardly quite hold them on that third down. But, again, this defense is going to keep Clay County in this game, and you can see it early on.
The ball carrier for the Falcons, I believe, was number 40, Bryce Baxter. Pettit's under center, tight end and wide out to the right, two backfield behind him. Roll out pass to the left. First time the Falcons go to the air. Coons putting on the pressure. Pass intercepted. Carson Sharp, it's a pick six. Clay County's on the board. There's the signal. With 4:16 on this first quarter clock, Carson Sharp, the talented sophomore, flips the momentum and puts his team on the board. 6-9, Coach Edwards.
Just a naked boot out to the far sideline, Daniel. And the quarterback had a little pressure, couldn't see who it was, just didn't get enough on it. But a perfect break from Carson Sharp, saw the ball in the air, cut in front of it, and took it to the house.
4:16 on the clock. Alec Kerr, the freshman, on to kick the extra point. Here's the snap, here's the hold, kick's no good. So, 4:16 here on this first quarter clock. Clay County's in front, 6-9, here in the border war between the Bulldogs and the Falcons.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Clay County going to kick off here, 4:16 on this clock, and they have a 6-0 lead. Alec Kerr going to take care of the duties here and want to play by the defensive corner, Carson Sharp, the pick six.
You know, Coach Johnson's really been talking about Sharp on the offensive side of the ball, how during the preseason he's really come on as a runner, but he's always been that lockdown defender on the edge. As a freshman, played it some last year, as a sophomore, stepping up and putting the Dogs on the board for the first time in 2019.
Balls away, received by the Falcons at their own 21. Carrier is Georgie Brooks, and he'll be brought down. Tackler on the play was who, boy?
Hamilton, John Hamilton.
Recording
another first for him. Here
first
we go.
Meeting.
It's a night of first. Alec Kerr got, you know, 44 yards rushing on the first drive. Keaton Arms making his first stop. Carson Sharp, his first pick six. And then we got big John Hamilton getting his first stop of the night, too.
Monroe County Falcon ball, it sits at their own 30-yard line, 70 yards away from points that could tie this ball game up. 4:08 on the first quarter clock as we get underway. Monroe County going to be driving left or right. Two-back set behind Pettit. He's under center at quarterback. Powerhouse backfield. Hand off to Brooks. Brooks goes through the line of scrimmage. He's brought down hard by none other than Keaton Arms, who did a beautiful job coming up and filling from his linebacker position. Let me try to get these defensive starters in. They're brought to you by State Farm. Nose guard, junior Dalton Goat. Defensive tackle, senior Wesley Walker. Sophomore Wade Coons. Inside backers, senior Wyatt Burks. Junior John Copeland and freshman Keaton Arms. Outside backers, junior Bryson Burchett and freshman Joseph Markham. Cornerbacks, sophomore Carson Sharp, who's already scored a touchdown defensively, and freshman Alec Kerr, along with safety Jacob Burnett. Those were the defensive starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. 2nd and 7 for the Falcons. Another handoff to Brooks. Hit the backfield. Coons with the first contact. He's joined by a host of Bulldogs. Gang tackle. Nice defense by that nasty group of Bulldogs out there. We talked about them all off season, how great the defense was going to be, and it's proven to be so far. However, Brooks did pick up yardage on the play, going to be 3rd and 4 for the Falcons. But Brooks, the senior tailback, I've got a good mind. They like to go to him many times a game, is on the ground. He's back up now after an injury, short injury delay. He did go under to the sideline under his own power.
He did, and I tell you, you know, Coons made that stop and did it with authority, but it was the junior, Bryson Burchett, keeping contained right there, had the outside, the back had to cut it up, and when he did, Coons cleaned it up.
3rd and 4 for the Falcons. 3:04 and ticking on this first quarter clock. Third play of the drive coming up for Monroe County.
You know, that Burchett used to play on the outside last year. He's moved into that outside linebacker role where he can drop back to safety. I like him in that position because he'll come up and hit you.
Headed under center, ball at the Falcon, 36. Three-man backfield, one wide to the right along with the tight end. Toss sweep left. Ball carrier's number 2. He's going to be hit and taken down almost at the line of scrimmage. Pick a Bulldog because there was about 5 of them there. I'm not sure who to credit it with on that one.
Keaton Arms is on the bottom of that pile, guys. Coach, you talked about how these freshmen were going to react. I think we've got our answer right here.
I'm really impressed with those guys. They know how to play the game, and they're doing a great job early.
Possible punting situation for Monroe County. It's 4th and 3. They are in their offense. Fed it's going to be under center. Clay County's defensive front better set still. Maybe a hard count coming. Ball at the Falcon, 37. Pettit trying to draw them all sides. No one moves. Timeout going to be taken. Nice job by the defensive front for Clay County. They knew the situation. They knew the hard count was coming. They sat still. We're going to go to a commercial break here as timeout's taken. Clay County leads in the first quarter, 6-9. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
4th and 3 for the Falcons. They do decide to punt coming out of the timeout. It's a low snap. Punter does get it away. Alec Kerr's deep to receive. He's not going to have a chance, though. Fortunately, it hits a Falcon. It was a low driving kick. Hit that Falcon player at the Clay County 43-yard line, and that's where they'll take over. We have 1:48 left on this opening quarter clock. Clay County does have a 6-0 lead thanks to sophomore cornerback Mason Sharp, who had that pick 6 on Monroe County's first drive of the contest. Who did I say? Mason? I'm sorry. That's his brother. At least that was close. Carson Sharp. Thank you, Coach.
Well, there's only one that plays football, and that's Carson.
That's true. Here we are. Clay County on the offense. Ashlock in the gun. Overload to the right. Here's the snap. Roll out pass to the right. Another screen. It's set up. Ball's thrown away to Ogletree. He has room. He's at the 45. Now the 50. Across the midfield. 40. 35. Down to the 31 where he'll be tackled and brought down by Monroe County's number 32. I will say it was Lucas Howard, even though I don't think it was him. Or is it Brooks? It's Brooks on the tackle. I'm sorry.
We talked about execution going in and the keys of the game. Oh, man, we got some laundry on the field. But still, that was perfectly executed right there. Ashlock took the snap, looked the opposite direction, drew the rush in, and there was Ogletree. But I tell you who made that play. That was Wade Coons out front pancaking a guy.
He killed the guy.
He pancaked him out in the open field, Daniel. But I'm afraid it's coming back.
And there it is. It does come back. Being stepped off now. I missed what it was. Probably a block in the back or a hold.
Chop block, I believe.
Chop block. That play does not count. No yardage. No stats recorded.
Going to be first and 13. It did happen downfield. It happens from the spot of the ball. Ball's at the Clay County 41-yard line, and we'll try this again. First and 13 this time. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree at his left hip. Alec Curt is right. Two wide left, one wide to the right. Ashlock gets the snap. Fakes to Kerr. Actually gives it to him. He's around left side. Not much running room. He picks up a few. Advances up to the Clay County 44-yard line. They move the sticks now. We'll say it's on the 45, actually. Pickup of around 4 to 5 yards. Second 9 for Clay County. 1:05 and ticking on this first quarter clock. Nice crowd come out to watch this border war between Clay County and Monroe County. First time these schools have met since 1972. Been a long time, I think 47 years. And we've got a lot of fans that came down out of Kentucky to watch it, and we've turned out in droves here in Salina. Once the rain went away, we've got a nice crowd on hand.
Second and one here, Daniel. Now's the time to take a shot from midfield.
Second nine.
Oh, I'm sorry, second and nine. But still, second down, midfield. I believe I'd take a shot after this timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Third and three now after Will Ogletree picks up 5 yards on second nine, setting up what we're going to call a third and a short four. May have been the last snap of the quarter, 15 seconds and ticking. Clay County coming quickly to the line, though. Third and short, Ashlock in the gun, under 10 seconds now in the quarter. Ogletree sets behind him, two wide to the right, one to the left. Here's the snap. Hand off to Ogletree. He's at the 50. Crosses it. 45, 40, 35, 30. Cuts back. Still on his feet. 25, all the way down to the 20, maybe beyond. As the first quarter ends, nice gain for Ogletree. We're going to credit him with a pickup of 31 yards as he goes from the 50 all the way down to the Falcon 19. That is the end of the first quarter here at John Peoples Field. Clay County in front, 6-0. Stay with us for live Clay County football here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Second quarter action, ball at the Falcon 19. First and 10 for Ashlock and Company. They're traveling left to right now from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, driving towards Russell Richardson Doghouse.
Again, Daniel, I'd love to see a combo route with Burchett on the outside right here. Take a shot to the end zone one time.
Here we are, Clay County with only its second offensive possession of this game. Overload to the right. Quarterback sweep to the right. Ashaw gets back to the line of scrimmage. Crosses in. Barrels his way down to around the 11-yard line. Pickup of approximately 8 for him. We'll check the spot. That was the first play of this second quarter. Clay County preparing to snap on the fifth play of this drive. The ball does rest at the Falcon 11. Pickup of 8 for Ashlock. Second 2 for Clay County. They break huddle and approach the line. Too wide to the right. Carson Sharp now at the right hip of Ashlock. Overload once again to the right. Could be Ashlock keeps it again. It's actually passed this time. Rolls to the right. Screen pass to Sharp. He has it. He's in the open. He's down to the 10. Now the 5. He's quick. Tripped up though. Does not get to the goal line. Comes up just short of it at the 1. Pickup of 10 on that pass play for Ashlock and Sharp. Carson is quick. Coach Edwards, I know he's one of your basketball players too, I believe. And he's got cat-like reflexes.
Very quick, very fast when he gets the ball in his hands. Great defensive guy on the basketball floor.
Down to the nitty-gritty now. First and goal. 1 yard line, 3 feet away. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree behind him, too wide to the left. Hand off to Ogletree. The senior fullback is brought down. No gain.
I like the play call. At least go straight ahead. We got 3 chances at it now from here on out. Let's punch it in this time, Daniel.
7th play coming. 2nd goal from the 1. 10:40 and ticking. Clay County in front, 6-0, looking to extend that lead to a 2-possession contest. Burnett and Burchett split wide to the right. Burks wide to the left. Sharp in the tailback slot behind Ashlock, who keeps it on the quarterback keeper out of the gun, gets in there. Jake Ashlock, the senior quarterback, puts his team up 12-0, uses every bit of that huge frame he's got to get into the end zone. He's listed, actually don't have his height and weight. Coach, what would you say? 6'4", 215 maybe on Ashlock?
Big I'll tell you what he is. He's a prototype body out there, guys. I wish I looked like that when I was a senior quarterback. I mean, he's the biggest wheels you got in the backfield. Why not use them when you're that close?
He's a load, and Clay County will go for 2 here to try to get back in front to 14-9. It's a Wildcat set. Ogletree at quarterback. He gets the snap, keeps it, goes down right side. He's very close, sniffing the end zone, gets in there. Conversion successful on that 2-point attempt, and the fire engine sounds its horns down here. 10:23 left in this second quarter. Clay County in front, 14-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
We're back here to action. Clay County up 14-0. They've had the ball on offense twice. They were turned away after a 12-play drive to start the game. That time they scored on a 7-play drive. The other score came from a Carson Sharp interception. 10:23 in this second quarter of action. Clay County kicks off. Falcons have the ball quickly. That receiver is brought down hard by Keaton Arms, recording his 3rd stop on this game. He's another one of those freshmen, Thomas tells me. That's 4 stops for the son of Stephen Arms, the best quarterback to play here at Clay County. And Keaton now starting his high school career. He really looks like he's going to be similar to his dad. And his mom, Tia, had a great basketball career. He's going to be a great player.
Steve, the all-time great here behind under center, no doubt. And Keaton's going to have his day there. But you know what? I don't know that Steve, his father, had that kind of aggression that Keaton Arms has got. He's bringing it, guys.
Monroe County taking over on their own 30-yard line. 70 yards away from points that they desperately need at this point. Clay County's going to take this momentum and just run with it. Pettit in the gun this time. Jet motion out of Brooks. Tried to hand it off to him. Ball's on the ground. Pettit does recover it. and whistles blow. Going to be a loss of yardage. No tackle recorded on the play for the Bulldogs. Pettit just fell on the ball himself, took himself down there.
No tackle recorded, but Keaton Arms was the second one that fell on the ball right there. Almost scooped it up, Daniel.
Loss of five. Second and 15 now for Monroe County, who honestly at this point they've had the ball twice. They've only ran six offensive plays prior to that one, seven now. They threw an interception, then they went three and out on their second possession. This is their third possession of this contest. The Falcons drive from right to left. Pettit's in the gun, two wide right, two wide left. Running back at his right hip. Here's the shotgun snap. Ball's away. It's going to be almost intercepted by Sharp, who couldn't hang on. Ball was thrown a slant pattern. Receiver couldn't get a hand on it. It was behind him. Sharp couldn't hang on, though.
Sharp got a hand in, and again, Keaton Arms, the freshman, dropping from his linebacker position. He or Sharp, either one, almost had a play on that ball. Just playing great on defense, just like we expected this dog team is.
Third and 15, Clay County in a good spot here. You know it's a screen type down or a downfield passing down for the Falcons.
Well, you know what time this is. Dalton Goad time. We haven't called his name all night long. Third and long, if they go to there, let's see if Goad shows up.
Clay County in a bit of a 40 front here, running a 4-2-5 defense at the time. They go back and forth between that 4-2 and a 3-3 stack. Whistles blow prior to the snap on the field. Delay of game, Monroe County, they shoot themselves in the foot, now backing it up to third and 20. Penalty yardage for the Falcons here. Early in this one, 9:28 left in this opening half of play at Joe Neal Leach Stadium. Clay County in front, 14-9. Pettit in the gun, running back to either hip. Here's the snap. Rolls to his right, throws back to his left. Screen pass caught by the tight end. Sharps there, misses the tackle. Tight end advances downfield to the near the 30-yard line. Finally, Wade Coons hustling from his defensive tackle spot over there to make the play. I love to see Coons. He goes sideline to sideline like you'd expect a linebacker to, but he plays on the line of scrimmage, a defensive tackle, just a great motor on that young man.
He is. Forces the punt right there, Daniel. You know, we talk about Goad, the All-Stater. Wade Coons is one that's really come on, started both ways last season as a freshman. And his horizontal quickness and technique is just unreal.
Monroe County in a punt formation. The ball rests at the Falcon 26, 4th and 14. Low snap on the punt. Kick is away. Rugby-style kick hits and bounces, crosses, almost crosses the 50. It does not. Clay County going to take over in great field position. Ball resting at the Falcon 49, where Clay County has less than half the field to go up a third score in this game. 8:35 on this clock. And as we say, the Bulldogs take over at the Falcon 49. Things going good so far for Coach Johnson here in the season debut. Looks like a timeout's taken on the field. Coach Edwards, have you got a budget pest control scoreboard update for the fans?
Well, I have a few scores here I've written on the back of a sheet. And let's see. There they are, guys. Second quarter, Sunbright 14, Red Boiling Springs 0. Scott County 28, Cumberland County 6. Harpeth 7, Joe Burns 0. Those are all in the second quarter. And you had a White County score there, Daniel. I missed... I think it was 7-6 White County.
7-6 White County, end of the first.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We are the Bug Thugs.
8:35 here on this second quarter clock. Clay County coming out of this timeout. Thomas, you mentioned going downfield earlier. This may be the time we see Coach Johnson take a shot. We're going to say it's, they got 50 yards to go. The ball does rest directly at midfield. Ashlock in the gun. Kerr at one hip. He gets it. Goes around left side. He's got some room. Picks up 10 yards and a first down before he's brought down. I actually credit him more like 11 or 12. We'll have to check the spot. Great debut for the freshman.
It is, Daniel. And, you know, Kerr looks good in the open field, but guess what? He's in the open field. It's all about this up front, like we talked, the keys of the game. Got to get a push. And Clay County's getting it right now.
11-yard pickup for the freshman skill player. Second play of the drive for Clay County. Ball rest at the Falcon 39. Ashlock in the gun. Ball's on the ground. Falls on it. loss of yardage there. We'll just credit that to the team rather than to Ashlock. Bit of a bad snap. Not so much a bad snap. I think maybe it came sooner. I believe Junior Santhes may have snapped it before Ashlock expected it to. Loss of 6 on that botched snap. Second 16 for the Bulldogs. 45 yards away from the Falcon end zone.
Well, first hiccup in this entire contest, besides maybe going backwards on the 1 yard line on the first drive, it's been pretty clean so far, and it's not a clean night out here. It's sloppy. It's nasty. John Teeble's field's getting chewed up already, Daniel. I know you hate to hear that part.
It's holding up pretty good. Good drainage system over here at the new facility. Unlike over at the old facility, it would pond water on it. Whistles low before the Dogs can snap. A delay of game. Another error here. Coach Johnson not happy with his squad. I don't know if he got the play in late or they just failed to execute properly coming out of the huddle. But Clay County now back to where they started this one. They're going to try to run the third play of the drive, and it's back on the 50 again. Second and 20 for the Bulldogs. Two wide left, one to the right. Ashlock to pass, rolls to his left. Throws back to his right. Screen pass set up. Couldn't be hung on to. Intended receiver was Carson Sharp. Or no, actually, that was Joseph Markham in seeing his first action. Markham, another player who we've called a lot over the years. We've got the freshman Joseph. We graduated senior Jared last year, who was a great Bulldog in his time. I believe he finished fifth, maybe fourth, but I think fifth on the all-time rushing leader list for Bulldog football. Greatly going to miss him. But he's kind enough to let us have his freshman brother Joseph coming up for another stellar career, hopefully out of him. Here we go. Third and 20. Two wide right. Make it 3 now. His curve motion's over there. Ashlock to pass. Goes downfield for the first time tonight. Pretty looking ball intended for Burks. He can't hang on. Ashlock couldn't have thrown it better. Hit Burks right in the hands. It was kind of over the top of his head a little bit. And that is going to be incomplete. But the guys, we see the big arm of Jake Ashlock. He can easily throw it 30 yards on a rope like he just did.
He can, Daniel, but let me tell you something. That's something we haven't seen out of Jake Ashlock. That wasn't a rocket down the field. That was a touch ball in tough conditions, and he put it right in the bread basket. Again, it's kind of sloppy out here, but Burks has got to squeeze that one, guys, and we're goal to go.
Here we are. Clay County still at the 50. Looks like they're thinking about going for it. We'll have to see. Fourth and 20, I wouldn't think Coach Johnson would do that. Timeout's taken on the field. 6:54 left in this opening half of play. Clay County in front, 14-9.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Ashlock back deep to punt for Clay County. Bit of a dual threat back there with the quarterback as the punter. He decides to kick, gets an end-over-end bouncer, rolls deep into Falcon territory, inside the 10-yard line, all the way down to the Falcon 6. Nice job by Ashlock. Monroe County got to drive 94 yards with that thing if they want to get points on this one.
You know, I hadn't even thought about who would be the punter. A lot of times you take your best athlete and put him back there, Daniel. Looks like that's what Coach Johnson and Coach Dickerson have elected to do. And talking about paying off, what a kick.
Oh, a beauty. You know, Ashlock, you've got to respect him. If you're there as the defending unit, when you've got your quarterback at punter who can throw it a ton of yards at any time, very dangerous for Clay County there to use him in that fashion. Petted under center. Falcons at their own 6. Eye backfield behind him. Hand off to tailback.
Boom!
He's hit hard in the backfield. And it's going to be gold with his first tackle for loss of the season. The All-State junior makes his presence known finally. Close to a safety on that one. We'll have to see where it was spotted at. The Falcons all the way back now, I think, at their own 1 yard line. Dangerous place to be with this gritty, nasty Clay County Bulldog defense breathing down their necks.
Gold, we've seen it before, guys. He was shot out of a cannon on that one, wasn't he, Coach? got me excited. I think I made some kind of sound effect there. But what a lick.
There's no stopping him. I mean, he was, and the ball just happened to be right in his path. He just ran right over the guy.
Headed under center. Second and 17. Quick pass. Ball's away and caught. They get off their own goal line. Tackle's going to be made by White Burks. First down for the Falcons. Nice job by Pettit to get that ball out. He's an experienced signal caller for the Falcons, a senior. Good size kid. This is a 6'3", 165. And they get some breathing room. That is their first, make it their second, I suppose. Second first down of this contest, and here we are deep in the second quarter.
Well, one of very few positive plays, I would say, Coach. You're the one who keeps the stats, but they can't have much more than a total of 20 yards at this point.
Ball rests at the Falcon 18-yard line. Headed in the gun, running back to either hip. Clay County in its 3-5 defensive front. High snap, Pettit hangs on, gets the ball handed off. Another tackle made, not much yardage there, I believe. That man was Arms. I'm going to have to credit Keaton Arms again. He made first contact and brought that guy down. Arms, just a smart football player, apparently. He reads what he sees well because he's been sniffing around that football all night.
He has. And, you know, you got those big guys up front and Goad and Coons and Walker. We haven't mentioned his name. They're occupying that front, giving Arms free range to run, and he's taking advantage of it.
Second and 6 for the Falcons. Two wide either side, one back set, shotgun. Ball snapped and thrown. It is caught by Brooks. We have a Falcons helmet off on the field. Offensive lineman and a flag's been thrown. I am afraid that Dalton Goad has picked up a personal foul here. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's what I saw. Bit of a late hit on his part. Saw a Falcons helmet come flying about 5 feet up there, and a flag did come onto the field.
Well, you know, we talked about it. I hadn't called Goad's name until that last play, and I tell you why. They're double-teaming this guy in the middle. They got two going at him all night long. That can get frustrating. I've seen him do a double-handed chuck already about twice tonight. I'm guessing he might have caught that one a little high late and knocked the helmet off, Daniel.
Goad does come to the sideline, and just to let you know how much his reputation's out there, their radio crew came in and they knew that Goad hadn't dressed in all preseason games.
Right.
So there's been a buzz about that young man, even in Monroe County, a team we've not faced since 1972, as we've mentioned several times. Had a nice little segment during about a Bulldog history during the Carquest pregame show where we talked about the 1939 Salina High School Golden Crusaders. They're celebrating their 80th anniversary this year.
They are.
Going to have a picture of them in the Horizon coming out this coming week with the rest of the recap from this game tonight. Clay County is in front 14-0. If you'd like to hear our commentary on the 39 squad, go back and listen to that in our archives link once this game goes final. It'll be available there. Monroe County picks up a first down after that personal foul. Goad over on the sideline, cooling off, getting out of action for a moment. Two wide to either side for the Falcons. Best field position they've had all night. They're at their own 45-yard line, first and 10. Fed it in the gun, running back on right hip. Ball's over his head. It's a wild snap. Turns his arm. He's hustling. Pettit does get safely on it. He saw the big Wade Terry.
He was
looking
for the scoop and score right there, guys. He wanted it in that end zone bad. That quarterback doesn't fall on it. He's high-stepping.
He would have been decapitated if he hadn't got down because Coons couldn't have slowed himself at that point. Huge loss for the Falcons, well over 20 yards. Looks to be second and around 30. The ball sets at the Monroe County 26-yard line. Pettit in the gun, too wide to either side. They decided they can't run up the gut. They're going to try to hit perimeter passes. And here we see a quick screen to the outside. Wide receiver catches it, evades the tackler. Bryson Burchett finally gets over there, helps bring him down the far sideline away from us here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Nice pickup for the Falcons. They advance it up to approximately their own 36. But it's still third and around 20 yards after that huge loss on second down. On first down, I apologize.
You know, the Falcons may have messed up by getting under Goad's skin. You see Coach Tupi Kerr over there kind of talking to him a little bit. I'd hate to have a mad Dalton Goad come back on the field.
If I was the Falcon quarterback, I certainly would too. Monroe County taking their time in the huddle. Could be dangerously close to another delay of game. 3:18 here. Receiver was tackled out of bounds on the last play, and here we see it. It's going to be either a timeout or a delay. Timeout taken by the Falcons. Clay County in front. The action slowed down a bit here, but the Bulldogs are ahead. 14-0, 3:18 left in the second quarter.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
3rd and 20. Pettit play action pass. He's deep. He's under pressure. He's going to be brought down by none other than Bryson Burchett, the outside linebacker who may have recorded his first ever quarterback sack. He played safety last year. He moves closer to the line. He has a big, aggressive body, and he used it.
He did, Daniel. And like I said, Burchett doesn't care to hit you. And right there you saw it. And I'd say Dickerson recognized that. That has to be a stunt, bringing Burchett hot like that. And he put him on the ground, looked like gold right there with a sack.
4th and approximately 40 for the visiting Monroe County Falcons. 2:40 and ticking on this clock. Clay County in front, 14-9. Punts away by Monroe County. It goes out of bounds. Clay County going to take over with excellent field position here. A very short field. We'll have to wait and check the spot. Ball went out of bounds. Thomas, won't you mention the cheerleaders? Have you got your paper somewhere?
Well, I'm trying to take a few notes here, Daniel, but I can pull it up. And we do need to talk about them because, as we always say, they've got the longest season of anybody. Let's mention them real quick. They got 3 seniors, Abigail Collins, Taylor Smith, and Lee Ann Smith. Juniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. Sophomores, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Sieber. And then you got 4 newcomers, the freshmen, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kenley Trowball, and Katie Burnett, and the longtime coaches, Stephen and Lana Chitwood, and these young ladies are out here in this drizzly rain and cheering this team on, and they've got something to cheer about tonight, Daniel.
They do. Clay County in front, 14-9. 2:28 left in this second quarter as the Dogs do take over. The ball rests at the Monroe County 38-yard line. Ashok's going to hand off to Kerr. Kerr's up the middle. A flag hits the ground, though. Nice gain by the freshman. He picked up around 10 yards on it, but it is going to come back.
You know, Daniel, we went into this game talking about Ogletree and what he's going to do in that backfield. And he did have a big burst on that first scoring drive on offense, a 31-yarder to set him up to go up these 2 scores. But Alec Kerr, guys, he's got right now 5 carries, 59 yards already on the night.
He would have had about 10 more there, but the penalty does bring it back. We have a Falcon down injured on the field. We'll go ahead and go to break here at the 2:20 mark of the second quarter. Clay County in front, 14-9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Back here at John Teeples Field, the Monroe County 45-yard line for the ball sits. Clay County with it after that penalty first and about 16. Ashcock going to be under center. He is columned by a pair of freshmen. Mark him in the right hip, Kerr at the left. And that's actually Sharp. Sharp gets the carry. He's across the 40. 35, 30. He's fast. Tackle by Brooks. I thought he was going to get going right there. Carson Sharp just has blazing speed. He gets very close to first down yardage.
Not as shifty as Alec Kerr is as far as the low center of gravity and moving around. Sharp, more of a straight line type runner, but he made a cut right there. And like I say, I thought he was going the distance.
Ball at the Clay County 28. Dogs playing fast after the first down pickup. Ashnock in the gun. Another handoff to Sharp. He tests the left side. Going to be brought down this time. Little to no gain.
What kind of gain we have there, Daniel, on the Sharp run? And it started at the, what'd you say, the 32?
Thomas, we may have to go back to film on that. No,
lost.
I'm not sure.
Lost. Started at the 38, had the holding call, and he says first and 16, so backed it up.
Well, that'd be the 38 then, and then we got down to wherever I called him in to go, the 28.
Yeah.
Because we picked up one, so we had a pickup of 10 and a first down for Sharp. Then Sharp picked up one more, and Ashlock throws it on second down, and it's incomplete. Targeting Jacob Burnett, almost hung on. There was good coverage on him. He was in the end zone, couldn't hang on to it, though. So let's recap that just for ourselves, if not for our listeners. So we did have Sharp picking up what would have been
about a 10-yard run the first time.
He picked up a first down on first and 16, though, right?
That's right.
So let's say he picked up 16, then he picked up one more to set up what's now third and 9 after that shot, incomplete pass. Sorry, folks. We do make mistakes. Two wide to the right, one to the left for Clay County. Now Sharp motions out. Screen pass to him in the right flat. It's caught and he's hit hard. Incomplete pass, actually. Didn't hang on to it. Nice hit by the Falcon defensive back who flew upfield. Fourth down now for Clay County. And I've kind of lost track on this drive. Fifth play coming of this drive. We're down to 1:06 in this second quarter. 14-0 the score. Clay County in front. Carson Sharp put him up 6-0 early on in the first corner on a pick six. And then we saw
Ashlock sneak it in from the one. Ogletree followed it up with a two-point conversion to get to our 14-0 here, Daniel.
Here we go, going for it. 4th and 9. Good field position to do so. Ball at the 27-yard line. Monroe County's in, and we have a penalty. The Bulldog players are applauding, so it looks like they're going to be moving Monroe County back 5. That's going to set up what's going to be a more manageable 4th and 4 from around the Falcon. It's going to be at the Falcon 23. 4th and 4 for Clay County here. Ashlock in the gun. Personnel change. Markham comes onto the field. I believe 7 is Walker. Is that correct?
Wesley Walker at fullback. Yes, sir.
Joseph Markham, the lone tailback behind Ashlock. 2 wide to the left. Tied in and wing to the right. Hand off to Markham on 4th and 4. Nice run. First down. Keeps his feet moving. Gets down inside the Falcon 10. A nice job by the freshman. Running hard like his brother did last year. The ball's going to be spotted at the 10. 13-yard pickup, I believe, for Markham on 4th and 4, giving Clay County life here with 42 seconds left in the second quarter.
You know, that's a familiar gait right there. A little bit taller, a little bit leaner than his brother Jared, but it looks a whole lot like him with those moves he's got, Daniel.
Very
nice
smooth.
Nice run for the freshman.
First and goal for Clay County. Ball at the 10. 3 wide to the left. Markham and Ashok's left hip, 1 wide to the right. Ashok rolls to the left, balls away, caught by Burnett. He's going to be hit, quickly brought down. I'm not sure about any gained yardage. Timeout is taken by Clay County. 31.1 seconds here. Second goal. The ball's going to be spotted. We'll tell you the spot when we come back from this break. Stay with us for the conclusion of the first half. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Second goal from the Falcon 12, loss of two on that pass play between Ashlock and Burnett. Good defense by the Falcons. 31.1 seconds left. Clay County in front, 14-0, looking to extend. Ashlock, play action pass, rolls to his right, balls away. Going to be caught by Kerr. He's in the five, gets into the end zone. The freshman, Alec Kerr, the first of many touchdowns for him and his Bulldog team. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Alec Kerr. Touchdown, Bulldogs. As we go up 20-9 with 23 seconds left in this second quarter in the border war between Clay County and Monroe County.
Hey, we can talk about Ashlock growing up. Right there was what you want to see out of him. Rolled out to the right, set his feet, delivered a bullet, Daniel, on a rope to the sideline on a hitch route to Alec Kerr. Kerr cut it up, split two defenders into the end zone. Going up three scores, you got to love it.
And Kerr adds one more as we see the freshman kick his first successful point after attempt as a Bulldog. He missed the first attempt of the night. We went for two on the second touchdown, and he makes it good on that one. Bulldogs in front, 21-9. 23.2 seconds left in this second quarter. Stay with us for the remainder of it.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We'll quickly be going to our Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. After the next 23 seconds of game clock kickoff, Monroe County going to have an opportunity to do something with it here as we see the Bulldogs preparing to kick off. Looks like sophomore Wade Coons is going to take care of the duties this time.
Daniel, that
Monroe with one timeout.
That was huge right there. Stick it in right before the half. Managed the clock perfectly, even though we had a negative play there on the outside. Markham, the 13-yard run to set it up. And then Ashlock with a cannon over to the sideline for the score.
Coons with a kickoff picked up by Falcon. Nice return going. He is brought down, though. Only 16.3 seconds left on the clock. Will the Falcons be content to take a knee and get to the locker room and regroup, or will they try to stick it in here? They do trail 21-9. Clay County in front, and what right now is a wonderful season debut. Hopefully that trend will continue as we call the third and fourth quarters we hear on the Horizon Sports Network. We're so very thankful you've tuned in to listen to the action. We hope that we're doing a good job for you. If you think so, go ahead and share that link with somebody else and get it out there. We hope to reach as many listeners as possible. The Falcons are going to try to convert something here with only a play or two. Three wide to the left, headed in the gun. Releases, ball caught on the sideline, actually incomplete. Clock stops with 10.7 seconds left in this second quarter of play. Just a beautiful first half by the Dogs. We thought maybe the only error was when they didn't finish off that 12-play drive to open up the contest. They got it down first and goal, I think, at the one. And
Virtually pretty clean so far.
Yeah.
A couple penalties, but for a first outing here of the season with all these young players, 12 freshmen on this squad, guys. Over the half the team is underclassmen. Coach Johnson has got this team ready to play.
Screen pass away from Pettit, caught by Brooks. He stiff arms. He's at the 30, 35, up to the 40, where he's going to be tackled by White Burks. 0.2 seconds left. Oh, they go ahead and let it run off. The officials wanted to get on into the Russell Richardson doghouse and enjoy a little halftime break. We're going to do the same here. Clay County in front, 21-9, after a brilliant two quarters of action here at John Tables Field. Stay with us for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers various best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs! From Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless.
And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
It is with great pleasure that I welcome you to the first Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show of the season, and be able to say that Clay County leads Tompkinsville, Kentucky, up in Monroe County, 21-0 here at the break, Daniel. What a start for Clay County.
Been kind of what we expect, what we hoped for. Very clean, very efficient, very few errors.
It has been, and it all started with a huge drive to start the game, and it was all about freshman Alec Kerr. We knew he had the ability, didn't know he'd get the opportunity. Coach Johnson throws him to the fire, and he responds. Started off with a 7-yard run on his first carry of his career, then broke one for 26. We saw the speed Alec Kerr could bring, had another 11-yard run on the drive, got it all the way down to the 1-yard line, had a little unfortunate error there, stalled the drive, didn't punch it in, turned it over on downs. So kind of a good start with a bad ending.
It got a lot better real quick, though, like you're fixing to tell.
It did. Falcons got it back deep in their own territory, of course. Carson Sharp, the sophomore, we've talked about his speed. We've talked about his instinct. He used them both with a pick six. I'm not exactly sure where he brought it back from, Daniel, but about a 30-yarder, I think. Took it to the house. This place went ballistic. Joe Neely Stadium, the top blew off of it, 6-0 with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. The Dogs went up.
Yeah, a great start, and as you're fixed to tell them, that momentum just continued on.
It did, and it got the defense fired up, forced a 3-and-out and a punt on the next play, and then we saw the senior Will Ogletree broke a 31-yarder, got him in scoring position. Ashlock took it for 8, Sharp for 10, and then Ashlock punched it in from the 1-yard line. Ogletree added the 2-point conversion, 14-0. Clay County, just like that, at the start of the second quarter with 10 minutes to play in the half, and that Bulldog defense just kept bringing it. Forced more punts from Monroe County. We did have a little stumble there on our third drive of the half. Had to punt, but it didn't matter. Got the ball back. I think we got it with about 2 minutes to go in a half, somewhere like that.
Yep.
Can't remember for sure. And
2:28.
Ashlock did his thing with 23 seconds to go, just a laser to the sideline to Kerr. Kerr cut it up, split two defenders, punched it in the end zone, and then kicked the PAT, Daniel. His first of his career, 21-0, your halftime score. But it wasn't just about offense.
Talk about that defense and those newcomers over there.
They did a great job. After a break here in a minute, Coach Edwards is going to share with us the Falcons' offensive stats.
Probably won't take long.
They're not going to be very good. Defense has been great. We saw Dalton Gold with a huge play. We saw Wade Coombe with a few huge plays. Keaton Arms has actually kind of led the way as the leading tackler at this point.
He's got 5.5. Burks has 4. Coombe's a couple. We recorded Sharp 1. Big John Hamilton got his first of his career. Burchett had one in the huge sack that turned momentum and got us that late score, I think, best I remember. And then we called Dalton Goad and what he brings, almost getting the safety with his first tackle for loss of the season. We better jump right into stats while we got time. Leading rusher on the 9, again, Alec Kerr, the freshman. The first time he's touched the ball in a CCHS uniform, he's got 5 carries for 59 yards. And no touchdown on the ground, but he has a receiving touchdown right before the half from Ashlock. Will Ogletree, the senior, he's got 8 carries for 40 yards at halftime. And then Sharp has 2 carries for 17 yards. Markham, the one huge carry on that final drive, touched it, took it 13 yards to set up that Ashlock to Kerr touchdown. And Ashlock has rushed 4 times for 17 yards. So a good start offensively for Clay County also. Yeah. And Ashlock's got the rushing touchdown. I failed to mention that.
Yeah, I know it's only been one half a play into this season, but thus far we see a complete team in all 3 phases.
We do. The passing yards, Ashlock is 4 for 9 for 27 yards and a touchdown to Kerr. Ogletree caught a ball for 7. Sharp caught one for 10. And Kerr, the 12-yard touchdown, Daniel.
Just a great performance. Thomas, does that wrap up the stats for the halftime show so far? All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and go to another break. Come back, then Coach Edwards shared with us the opponent stats here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at TwinLakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speed's not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina,
offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We didn't get to run the full gamut of our segments during the Pulp & Grove Body Shop halftime show. We're about to get back under action here on John Tuples Field, so Coach Edwards will bring us some Monroe stats from the first half and that Budget Pest Control scoreboard update as soon as we get an opportunity. And here we go. Alec Kerr kicks it off. Monroe County going to receive. It is number 82 for them. And the roster I have, folks, does not match up. I keep seeing 82. That was Brooks. I apologize. I've not done a good job bringing you the names of those Monroe County players. I'll try to do better in this second half. It was a short return. The ball is going to be placed at the Falcon 33 to start this drive for them here in the third quarter. They will be traveling from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Thomas, do you see the tackler?
I put down Bryson Burchett on that one, looked like to me. Got down the field, did a good job in coverage, even though the Falcon had some wheels, looked like.
All right, here we are. Petted under center, eye backfield behind him. Tight end flanker to the right, split into the left. First and 10 for Monroe County. Quick screen pass to the right. Ball is on the ground. That's a backwards pass, if I'm not mistaken. Could be a live ball. Whistle finally blows. And I'm not sure what transpired. I suppose it was a backwards pass because they're chalking it up as lost yardage. It will count as a rush. Unfortunately, Clay County was not able to get on the ball. However, loss of about 7 for the Falcons, second 17. And the team out of Monroe County, Kentucky tonight has struggled to get anything going.
Well, they tried the middle first. That didn't work. Daniel Keaton Arms cleaned them up with his 5 tackles in the first half. And then now they're trying the edges. And, you know, Alec Kerr's got some speed on that outside. Good coverage by him there.
Second 17, petted under center. Powerhouse backfield. Toss sweep to Brooks, left side. He does have speed. Nowhere to go, though. Penalty flag on the ground. Tackle made by
52, Daniel.
Is that Copeland, perhaps? I'm going to have to go to my roster. 52 for Clay County. John Copeland, yes, sir. Copeland missed 7 of the games last year due to a knee injury. He had surgery, rehabbed it. He's back for his junior campaign. Hard-nosed player, started as a freshman on the defensive line 2 years ago. And here he is as a junior, back healthy. Clay County did have a lot of little nitpicky injuries throughout the summer and preseason, but they are 100% healthy, I'm glad to tell you. And the penalty was accepted, so Copeland's tackle does not officially count. Falcons have it now at their own 12-yard line with what appears to be second and 35. Petted in the gun, trip set to the right, running back to his left hip, one wide to the left. Petted in the gun, he throws, balls up for grabs, could be intercepted. No, it's caught by Brooks. He's at the 40, 45, 50. Finally brought down across midfield by
Jacob
Burnett, the safety. Good stop by Burnett. Brooks, really the only spring of life that the Falcons have had. But there is a penalty flag down in the Falcon backfield. It rests at their own 11-yard line. This one's coming back.
You know, that ball's kind of up for grabs just a minute. I think if there was a little better footing on this field, that ball would have been picked off. Fortunate right there, Burnett's got some speed and run that play down from behind.
Defensive face mask, the call. The Falcons going to get a little bit of help after the big play from Pettit to Brooks. Penalty yardage will be tacked on to the end of this that will give Monroe County their best field position of the night. They picked up what was only their third first down of the contest, if I'm not mistaken, with that play. 10:33 on this third quarter clock. Clay County in front, 21-9. We've seen scores from Carson Sharp on a pick six, Jake Ashlock on a rush, and then an Ashlock to Alec Kerr pass to account for those 21 points.
Pretty sure, Coach, first time the Falcons have been on our end of the field in this contest.
Well, that's obviously the biggest offensive play of the night for them.
First and 10 for the Falcons. Ball at the Bulldog 32. Headed to pass. Balls away. Incomplete.
Okay, good. Look at the Coons there talking to the man in the white hat, and I don't blame him. I mean, the tackle on the outside just wrapped him up and held him, or Coons has got his first sack of the season. Not much laundry on the field this year so far in our favor anyway.
Well, perhaps that's allowed north of the border.
It could be up there.
Ball at the Bulldog 31, second and 10. Falcons in the huddle.
this their best field position of the night, as we've chronicled. I would love to see this Clay County defense stiffen up.
We see another freshman, Jimmy Burchett, coming off the field there. He's been in for the last couple of plays for Kerr. Kind of got banged up on that backward pants earlier, and Burchett filled in, but Kerr's back on the field.
Clay County with this 4-2-5 front they're running. Double set for the Falcons. Pettit to pass. Balls away. Up for grabs. Knocked down. Good defense. White Burks getting back from his middle linebacker position. He dropped probably 20 yards there. That's what you get with the athleticism of White Burks.
He did. Great play by Burks there, but I tell you what, I believe he just took an INT away from Burnett. He and Alec Kerr both closing on that ball. Three dogs had a shot at picking that one off.
Third down and 10 for Monroe County. Ball sets at the Bulldog, 32. Last two plays, last three plays actually, have been passes for Monroe County. They're fixing a snap on the fifth play of this drive, their first of the third quarter.
It's another one of those Dalton Goad downs right here, Daniel. Third and long. You know they're going to go to the area. Let's see if Goad doesn't tee off right here.
Three-man front. It's Walker, Goad, and Coons. I think they can get pressure. Headed in the gun. Wide out to either side. Two running backs, one to either hip. Balls away. Quick pass. Flea flicker. Balls on the ground. It's going to be recovered by Clay County. It was a 5-yard curl pass. Complete to the Falcon receiver. He tried to flea flick it back. The old hook and ladder play one night, Colin, rather than a flea flicker. When he did that backwards pass to Brooks, the ball went on the ground and Clay County takes over.
And that was Carson Sharp coming up with a fumble recovery there, Daniel. The dogs were all over that one. I've seen that play before. Kind of pulled it out, and I'm back in our day with Gary Davis and Kevin Rich. Didn't work for the Falcons that time.
Bulldogs going to take over at their own 31.
Let's see what Coach Johnson wants to do here. You know, you got a 3-score lead. I expect them to keep it on the ground. Looks like we have Markham starting off at tailback here. Coming out, Daniel.
He sits behind Ashlock, two wide to the left, one to the right. Ashlock in the gun, gets the snap, hands to Markham. He's at the 35, picks up around 6. Penalty flag comes onto the play. Could be a defensive face mask by the Falcons, not sure. Markham would have picked up what would have been about 5 to 6 yards. We'll have to see what the penalty entails, though.
Blocking below the waist, looks like, Daniel. Clay County's going backwards, taking off the board. Another nice run from Jared Markham. Jared, there I go.
Hey, that's easily done.
He looks like his brother.
Well, his mom, Gwenda, is the SRO officer at school. We appreciate what she does. And she was joking with me today and said, how many times will you call Joseph Jared and
well,
I broadcast? And there it came. Injury timeout on the field. A Falcon is down. 10 minutes and 1 second left in this third quarter play. Clay County in front, 21-0. They have the ball. What's going to be first in around 15 when we come back from this break?
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We're back here, still in injury timeout. What we're going to do is kick it over to Coach Edwards and go ahead and let him give those first half stats from Monroe County and do that scoreboard update.
We're going to try to squeeze them both in, guys. Basically, the first half stats for Monroe County, negative 10 yards overall. They gained a little bit on the ground, but had a high snap. We lost a lot of yards, and a quarterback sack. We lost a lot of yards.
We may have to catch that update in just a moment. I believe we're fixing to be back underway, Coach. And here Clay County comes, breaking the huddle. First and 15. Here we go. Ball at the Bulldog, 25. Ashlock in the gun. Burchett and Burnett split to the left. Actually, Burchett's to the right. It's Burks and Burnett to the left. Ashlock rolls left, hooks the pass, balls away, nearly intercepted by Brooks. And I tell you, that was not Brooks. Number 21, Jacob Wood, the junior
defensive back that almost came up with the pick for the Falcons. That's definitely something they desperately needed. Fortunately for the Bulldogs, they didn't get it.
Well, it was just a little play-action smash route on the outside with Burnett, and I believe that was Burks. Burks ran the hitch. Had Burnett over the top on the corner route. Like to see him go over the top instead of into that tight coverage underneath. Fortunately, Ashlock got away with that one.
Second 15, Ashlock in the gun. Sharp and Markham set at his hips. Hand off to Sharp. He goes around left side, has yardage.
He's
45, 50. He could be gone. 40. He's at the 30. Now down to the 20. Will he be caught? No, sir. Touchdown, Carson Sharp. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. It's a four-possession game here at John Peoples Field in the Border War. It's Clay County goes up 27-9.
75 yards, Daniel, for Carson Sharp. Got the corner, and there was no doubt. He started stretching them out, Coach. That kid's got some speed.
He can certainly move, guys. He got in the open field, and there were three white shirts chasing him, and he just kept pulling away from
them. He did, and I tell you another thing, Daniel. We questioned them to begin with. Those two freshmen starting on the weak side over there at tackling guard, that's where Sharp went, right behind Hamilton and Garrett.
I'm impressed by their performance.
PAT was no good. Kerr misses that one. 27-0, your score. Mid-third quarter, 9:31 left on the clock. Stay with us here.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way. Your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network, third quarter, 9:31 on the clock, Clay County in front, handily, 27-9. Momentum has shifted their way. Carson Sharp right now making a strong campaign for the TDS top performer of the game that we'll announce later on in the Dairy Queen post-game show. 75-yard touchdown, a pick six. Couple nice screen pass games. Carson putting together a signature game here in the opening contest of his sophomore campaign.
He really is, Daniel. And like I say, that's just pure. He made one cut on that run. Got the corner, made one little jab step in stride. You know, never let off the gas and took it to the house.
Had an 80-yarder in a scrimmage against Jackson County a couple weeks ago. He's going to have a lot of those as the year goes on. Clay County just a suffocating coverage as we see Alec Kerr after he kicks off. Falls to the ground, cramping out there. First game of the year, hot out here. Definitely going to be a lot of cramping going on. We've already seen one Falcon. Coach, if you're ready, I would love to hear that budget pest control scoreboard update as we do take injury timeouts. Usually we go to break, but since it's a cramp, we'll stay on there.
Well, guys, a lot of halftime scores here. Scott County 28, Cumberland County 6. That game's currently in a weather delay. Watertown 7, Gordonsville 0 at halftime. Livingston 7, Westmoreland 2 halftime. White County 14, Cannon County 6. Trousdale County 7, Friendship Christian 0. York 6, Jackson County 6. Harpeth 10, Joe Burns 8. All those games are at halftime. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Knocking out pests for over 23 years.
Right now, coming out of this injury timeout, I want to go back and talk about the Inside the Locker Room interview that took place earlier in our Kirkwest pregame show. Thomas, hit some of the highlights of that Coach Johnson and you talked about.
Well, it was mostly just going down through personnel. Talked about how he's got a good returning senior core,
mm-hmm.
Seven seniors led by Jake Ashlock, Will Ogletree, Wyatt Burks, and Wesley Walker. And then, pretty good junior class when you add in Dalton Goad and some of those guys. And then the 12 freshmen. We talked about the talent they had. We didn't get into it in the interview. But let me tell you something, we're getting into it during the game right here, talking about these young players.
Definitely so, and we see a fumble, a scoop, and maybe a score, and all it's blown dead. Monroe County on first down.
Handed off to tailback, he was hit hard in the backfield by, I believe, White Burks, who forced that fumble. It was picked up by Burnett. However, officials say that the ball carrier's knee was down prior to that ball coming out. So we'll credit Burks with a tackle for loss, if I'm right on him being the defender on the play. Monroe County going to have it second and 13.
You know, we talked about that interview, Daniel. Folks listening, if you missed the pregame show and just tuned in to listen to the ball game, you missed quite a bit. That interview with Coach Johnson, the history segment, a lot of things go on in that one-hour CarQuest pregame show. You can go back and listen anytime at DaleHallHorizon.com.
Second and 14 for the Falcons. Petted under center. Whistles blow, delay a game. It's going to be second 19 after they step this off. Monroe County has just struggled to get anything going. They've been really strong here through the 21st century up there. Coach Edwards Chronicle, I believe they were 8-4 last year, a second-round playoff team in Kentucky. They've got a strong tradition up there. You know, we've played them 25 times in the past. Only beat them 9 of those 24
right.
times.
And if you look out on that field, Daniel, they're an impressive-looking football team. They got some big guys up front as we get back to action here.
Incomplete pass on second down, just trying to hit a little quick screen to get something going, and it fell short of that receiver's mark.
They beat us. They beat me here to the stadium, and we're actually walking off back to the locker room when I came in to set up. And, you know, those guys met me. I walked shoulder to shoulder with them. They got some big guys. They got some 6 foot three, 6 foot two guys, probably weigh 250 up front, and then they're not fat. You know, they're good, solid guys. So, you know, it's not like Clay County's playing a pushover here tonight.
Absolutely
this is
not.
A solid team. They're having trouble executing, but you know what? Good defense causes that.
It does, and we knew Clay County would bring that. Monroe County going to try it again. Third and 20. The ball rests at their own 20-yard line. White Hat now blows it in for action. We've seen some rotation on defense for Clay County. Not a lot, though. We've seen Walker, Goad, and Coons up front applying that pressure. Copeland, Burks, and Keaton Arms playing a good game. There's the three linebackers.
We see Jimmy Burchett ISO'd up on the far sideline down here. Let's see what the freshman's got on the outside.
Headed under center. Handed off to number 20, his tailback. Tackle for a loss by linebacker. Was it Burchett?
It was. Bryson Burchett, he's bringing that aggression. Like I said earlier, I like the way they walked him up where he can get in on action. He's a great cover guy last year. We saw him stay in Taylor Grove's pocket, who's got all kinds of SEC offers, but he's also multi-talented. He's sniffing it out tonight and making them pay.
Fourth and 20 for Clay County. Such a pleasure to call names like Burchett again here in Clay County. We've got a whole squadron of second and third generation players
and
now on the Bulldogs squad.
Coach Johnson calls those legacy players, and I like the term, guys. You know, it's the second coming of the all-time greats, legacy players from Clay County and Solana.
Monroe County gets the punt away. It's going to be Alec Kerr back return. Calls for the fire catch. Safely fields it. That may actually have been Burnett. I get him, and he's 14, and that was him back there. Alec Kerr sometimes returns those punts. I think he's off the field right now. Clay County going to take over at the 50-yard line. They're half a field away from Addison 4 points. 6:53 to go in this third quarter. The score is 27-0. Clay County in front. It's been all black and gold tonight.
It has been all black and gold. There is a flag on that play, Daniel. I'm not sure. They're stepping it back against us. I couldn't see unless it was a five-yarder, maybe illegal fire catch signal or something. I'm not sure.
That could be.
Those are mysterious sometimes.
It was unorthodox, and we won't revisit that 1994 Gordonsville game. But here we go. Five more yards for the Bulldogs here. Just maybe an opportunity for them to get more stats on this drive as it now sets at the 45-yard line at the Bulldog end of the field. 55 yards away from points of the Dogs. As we said, 6:53 here on the third quarter clock. Clay County going to drive left, right. Ashok has it, hand off to Sharp. He tries to get the edge, does, and then it's immediately hit. No gain. Sharp's last touch, he took it 75 yards to the house. This time he gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Monroe County doing a better job of those bodies I was talking about on that one, kind of stringing it out to the sideline, closing the gap on Sharp, and holding him. He might have picked up one on that one, Daniel.
The ball does
we'll
rest.
Give it to him.
Yeah, the ball does rest at the 46. Clay County breaks settle, approaches the line. Burnett split wide to the right. Burchett and Burks to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Sharp at his right hip, Markham at his left. Fake to Sharp. Ashlock keeps 50, 45, 40. Barrels his way down to the 35. Jake Ashlock using that huge frame. Gets his shoulders low, keeps the feet moving, gains the first down for his team.
19-yard gallop there for Ashlock. He looks good with the ball in his hand. And I'm telling you, you don't want to get in front of that man. He's a load.
2 years ago here on this field against Monterey, I recall him carrying it about six times in a row his sophomore year on the weight on a scoring drive and a victory against the Wildcats. Ashlock can get it done up the middle if he needs to. Two wide to the left, one to the right, running back at either hip. Ashlock in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to Sharp. He tries the left side, gets back to the line, cuts forward, flags on the field. We'll have to see what happens. I'm positive this is against Clay County.
We talked about kind of how clean this first half was. We've had several holding calls and things of that nature that's brought back some big plays. Fortunately, Clay County leads 27-0 this one midway of the third quarter, Daniel. So flags don't hurt you too bad in that situation.
That's true. Officials still conferencing here on the field about the infraction. Now they start to step it backwards against Clay County. The ball will be placed at what appears to be the Falcon 45.
First and 20 then.
First and 15. Eight says the 40, not the 45.
Okay.
Falcon 40, yeah.
You got me.
First and 15 here. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to the right and one to the left. Two back set. Sharp sits at Ashlock's right hip. Now he motions down to the backfield. Ashlock's going to keep it off tackle. He breaks the tackle. He's at the 35, lowers the shoulder like a big bruising fullback, drives his way down to the Falcon 32.
I tell you, you know, we've talked about maybe seeing Ashlock a little timid in his day, you know, early on. You don't see that now. The man is an alpha male senior out there, and he's playing like it.
I do believe that I saw him flip that switch, Coach, during basketball season last year during his junior campaign, just kind of turned into a leader. Could have been in that Red Bullin game when him and Dalton Marsh went to war, and Ashlock took care of business in that one, and ever since then he's transitioned on. Pickup of 8 for Ashlock, ball rest at the Falcon 32. Ashlock now hands off to Markham. Markham around left side, quickly brought down. Minimal gain for the freshman on that carry. Third, and we're going to call it 7 now. The ball does rest at the Falcon 31. Yeah, I think Ashlock grew up a lot during that basketball year, kind of turned into the leader on the field or on the court, and carried it on the football field.
He did, for sure. He gained a lot of confidence last year, more than anything, I think, and that helped him to blossom into the leader that he is. And I can attest to that over the summer basketball camps. He did a great job leading our team.
Ball at the 31. Overload set to the left. Ashlock rolls that way. Whistles blow. Going to be a delay of game.
And that's not just you, Coach. Coach Johnson really talked about how Ashlock is kind of taking all these young guys under his wing. You know, he's demanding the huddle like a quarterback should, and they're looking up to him. It's not always about the yards or, you know, the completion percentage. Sometimes it's just about having that guy to kind of run the show in the right way, and Ashlock's become that guy.
Third and 12 for Clay County after the procedural penalty. 3:45 and ticking on the third quarter clock. Black and gold in front, 27-9. Ball sets at the Falcon 36. Shotgun snap. Ashlock looking to throw. Target and receiver downfield. It's going to be caught. A beauty of a passing catch down to the 1 yard line. The receiver on the play was Jimmy Burchett, the freshman, with a marvelous catch. Looks
great
like
catch.
A senior out there. You know, he's a freshman in his first contest.
He did, and we're bragging on Ashlock and his leadership. Guess what? He can throw the ball too, guys. A beautiful teardrop pass, and Jimmy Burchett, the freshman, he's got wheels just like Kerr, just like Sharp, and he ran right under that one and dove out for
just,
it.
Just like his dad, Brent, did back in 1990.
Like just like him.
First and goal, Wildcat set. Ogletree in the gun. Powerhouse backfield in front of him. Lots of blockers. Here's the snap. Tested off tackle to the right side. Quickly brought down. The Wildcats set not been very beneficial for the Dogs so far. However, they did punch in a two-point conversion earlier with it. Loss of three for Ogletree on that play. Second goal from the four now for the Dogs. 3:05 and ticking. Clay County threatening to score again. 4 yards away from the end zone. Out of the Wildcats set now. Ashlock going to be at quarterback. Ogletree actually leaves the field. Mark him in. He sits at the left hip of Ashlock. Too wide to the left. Tight end and a fullback to the right. Ashlock keeps it up the gut. Drives his feet. The pile comes together. Does not get into the end zone. All the way down to what appears to be the 6-inch line. And it's going to be third and goal. Less than a foot to go to cross the stripe of the Falcon end zone. Clay County just looking great right now. A lot of football left to play in this one. But they're fixing to go up, hopefully, 5 possessions against the visitors from the north. Ashlock in the gun. 2 wide to the left. Another keeper by Ashlock. Did he get in? He does. Jake Ashlock with his second rushing touchdown of the night. Thomas, you talked about when you get down to the goal line, you've just got to stick it in. They give it to their biggest guy, and they just did it.
Well, we saw the opening drive, trying to get a little cute down on the goal line. Well, Coach Johnson hasn't done that since. 2 quarterback sneaks, 1 yard touchdown for Jake Ashlock. Give it to the man, and he'll pay off for you, and that's what's happened here tonight. And we talked about these young players, guys, 33-0. We're fixing to see a whole bunch more of them.
You've got that right. A good opportunity for reserves potentially coming up in the fourth quarter. Wade Coon's going to try an extra point now. He kicked last week down at the Jamboree in Hartsville. He tries this one, hits the ball high, the ball soars low, and no conversion on the PAT for Coons. So, 2:12 left in this third quarter. Clay County up by a big margin, 33-0.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Just what the doctor ordered for Clay County here in this opening game of the 2019 season. They're up 33-0. We're still in the third quarter of action. Kickoff's away and a nice tackle made by Jimmy Burchett. He had that and a flag comes out late. I'm not sure why that is. Jimmy Burchett, Thomas, did we get yardage on that big pass play?
I got him for 35 yards, Daniel, best I remember. Started on the 36, went to the 1.
It was his great play. Couldn't have been placed better by Ashlock. He has thrown the ball so very well, all accounts say, during the 7-on-7 season in July, on through the preseason. I'm almost lost for words. I hate to speculate just on how good he might be there. I don't think he's misfired tonight. Not throwing it a lot, but he's been on the money.
He's just 5-for-10 tonight. There's a few, had a couple drops and a couple incompletions, you know, in this weather here, short routes maybe. But he's had a good night, passed for about, looks like he's up over almost 60 yards at this point.
All right. Monroe County with it. They'll start this one at their own 32-yard line. Pettit's going to be under center. High backfield behind him. Wide out to either side. Tight end to the right. Dogs in a 40 front. Ball's on the ground. Pettit falls back on him. Just a lot of negative plays for Monroe County tonight, Coach Edwards. I know they don't have a lot of offensive yardage. Brooks probably accounting for the bulk of what they do have. And just hadn't been able to get going.
Yeah, the one big pass play followed up by the 15-yard penalty was their, by far, their biggest offensive play of the night.
Minute 38 and ticking. Second and 11. They lost one on the bad snap there. Pettit's going to be under center again. Fullback and tailback directly behind him. Tied in and flanker to the right, split into the left. Clay County applying pressure up front all night with just a three- or four-man rush, but they've been effective. Tackle by the interior line of Clay County.
Wesley Walker in on that stop, Daniel.
Little gain for the big fullback out of Tompkinsville. Picked up 2 yards on it, setting up third and nine. Another cramp on the field. We have a Falcon down. No serious injuries tonight, but a lot of cramping. Typical of this August weather. All the players on the field got a bit of a break from the oppressive heat that we've been experiencing lately, though. We've had over an inch and a half of rain in the last 2 days. Junior High was actually playing here at John Tuples Field last night. They were up 24-0, I think it was, early on Red Bull and Springs, and a pretty nasty thunderstorm came in, lots of lightning. They went to the field house and ended up just not coming back out. It lasted for about an hour and just called that game. The junior high has played 3 contests so far this season. Their head coach, David Maxfield, a former head coach up here at the high school, does a great job with those guys. And with their records 2-1 right now, on Tuesday night of this week, they went over to Westmoreland and walked away with a 6-0 victory. And we'll count that Red Bullen game as a win. I don't think they're going to try to come back and reschedule it. They opened up with a loss to start the season against Prescott. I think they've got 4 to 5 games left on their schedule before a little bit of a postseason appearance. So nice to see the junior high having a good year. The Clay County Youth League has been practicing now since the 1st of August, and they've got a big jamboree coming up over here, going to be held at the high school here at Joe Neal Leach Stadium on August 31st. So it is football time in Clay County. All 3 divisions, so to speak, are starting to get active.
My favorite time of the year, as I said to start the interview, and everybody will agree with us. There's nothing like football at any level here in Clay County. And, you know, we've got the tradition. It's been kind of rough for a while, but listen, football's back here, guys, and this team's proven it. There's nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, high expectations this season. I'm just excited. My secret hope, it's not secret, but my desire is to see a playoff game here at John Tuples Field for the first time ever. Here we go. Monroe County now back after this injury timeout. 3rd and 10. Pettit rolls his left under pressure by Coons. Gets the ball away, though, and it will be caught by number 3 for the Falcons. That's going to be Wade Thompson, a senior. Not enough for the first down, though. 4th and short for Monroe County. They may go for it here. Not a lot to lose. They trail the black and gold 33-9. And it looks like a Falcon's going to be down on the sideline. Yes, staff coming across the field. We're going to go to break. 1 minute and 1 second left in the third quarter. Clay County in front by a large margin, 33-9.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farms. We're back to action here at John Tuples Field. Monroe County with it, 4th and 4. Going to go for it. Down 33-9. They have the ball at their own 39-yard line. But, Thomas, this is one of those situations. What have you got to lose? They've been having trouble with the long punt, the long snaps on the punts anyway. So, Pettit tearing the gun, too wide to either side, going to try to get a first down. Here's the shotgun snap. Pettit releases a quick pass. It's caught for the first down by a wideout. That's number 8. He pays for that first down he gets. That had to be Bryson Burchett.
You know, just the lean, that Burchett lean right there.
looks a lot like his dad, Brian, as he would make tackles on the defense. I've seen some of those old films, and very similar to him, was it not?
Well, you make contact with authority, and then you go dig-leg and just pile drive him in the ground, and that's what Burchett did right there. Got to like punishing him.
One of only about four or five first downs for the Falcons as they come into Clay County for the first time since 1972. These two teams hadn't played in 47 years. And the Falcons not liking what they're getting here as this rivalry is renewed in the border war between Tennessee and Kentucky. First and 10, ball at the Falcon 46. Hand off to a tailback. He's quicker.
There he is.
Down.
Wade Coombs.
Wade Coombs slipping in there. Tackles have come few and far between for our three interior linemen. Honestly, Monroe County, after that first quarter or so, they hadn't dared to run there very much. Pick up of one for the Falcons, second nine now.
We talked about, you know, Coon slimming up here and showing the speed. He came from that weak side and made the tackle over here on the strong side. He just amazes me with his horizontal and lateral movement to make the stop there, Daniel, as the buzzer sounds on the fourth quarter, to start the fourth quarter.
Third quarter has ended here. Clay County in front, 33-9. Stay with us for the final stanza.
Not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back on the Horizon Sports Network, Black and Gold in front, 33-9. First play of the fourth quarter, Monroe County has it. Second nine, driving left to right. Pettit, the quarterback, releases, caught by the tight end. Big game for them, maybe the biggest of the night. Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett, only after the Falcons get a first down, though, in what may be too little too late for them with an offensive flourish here.
The quarterback finally kind of put one on the rope there, Daniel. We've seen kind of some flutter balls and things of that coming off his arm. Pretty good throw there by
Pettit. Definitely a traditional Tompkinsville name. I'll have to look at the first name here, Curtis Pettit. Several of those guys have been involved with football for a long time up there. John, I think there was a Frank, Max. There's a lot of different of those Pettits that have been up there for many years. 11:45 and ticking.
We're seeing a few subs here. We got John Hamilton on the defensive line at this point. Looks like we've got a few other faces there, Daniel. You might call the numbers.
Jimmy Burchett. We've got Andrew Burks, White's younger brother, in playing the corners. Petted under center, handed off the tailback. He's hit hard and brought back. Nice aggressive tackle made by White Burks, I think, who's still in there.
Yes,
I'm keeping
sir.
An eye. Yes, sir. White Burks, the senior, my linebacker. Good form tackle. I was kind of surprised a little bit when Coach Johnson told me that his middle linebacker was going to be Burks. I knew he was aggressive enough, but he's got the body more of a defensive backer, an outside backer, but he's looked good in there in the middle.
Well, he's kind of like Ashlock on the offensive side of the ball. He's been there a long time. He can lead this defense with his calm, with his consistency, and then he brings out the aggression when he needs it.
Loss of one on the play. It was a tackle for loss for Burks. Second 11, fed under center, rolls to his right, going to throw the ball, passes away, it's caught. Catch was made by number 3, Wade Thompson. Tackle made by who, Thomas? Was it Copeland?
Now Jimmy Burchett again underneath. A little late getting to that ball, but the sure hands to bring him down.
Pickup of around 6 to set up third and what we'll call 4.
Who we got there at 56 on this side of the line? That's a new face.
Could be Sam Conkin. Let's pull out the roster. We'll get familiar with these guys. That's Matt White.
Matt White in there, the senior.
Senior Matt White had an injury last year when he came out, I think broke an ankle or a foot, had to miss the season, served in other capacities for the team, and nice to see him here in action on John Teeples Field in this season opener.
I believe that's Garrett at nose on the front three.
Third and four, fed it in the gun, trip set to the left, throws a screen pass to the right, it's caught, tackle's going to be made though. Burchett comes up, also joining
Keaton
him
Arms.
Was Keaton Arms. One went high, one went low. Going to be fourth down now for the Falcons. They are deep in Bulldog territory. They'll be going for it. The ball rests at the Bulldog 26. No, 25, I'm sorry. The Lions here have got a little dim on John Teeples Field. As we said, we had a lot of rain last night. Plus, the junior high played about a quarter or so on it before that happened. It's getting kind of hard to see. Fourth and three for the Falcons. Two tight set, wide out to either side. Fed it in the gun. Looking to pass. Ball's away. Going to be caught. First down converted. Monroe County continuing this drive. They're getting ready to snap on their 11th play. They've converted three first downs on this drive. I think that's as many as they had through the whole contest coming into this one. And as Thomas chronicled, we've got several reserve players on the field for Clay County. Still some defensive starters out there. I see Joseph Markham that started the game, the outside linebacker. Wyatt Burke still in at middle linebacker. Keaton Arms still in at inside linebacker.
John Copeland still on the field.
We've changed the three up front. We got Hamilton, Garrett, and Matt White in there. As you mentioned, that means Coons and Golden Walker, who've done a great job tonight, are on the side. Very valuable players. Good to see them getting a break here. First and 10. Falcons have it. They're threatening to score. Ball at the Bulldog 15. Petty rolls to his right. Under pressure from Burchett. Ball's away. Going to be intercepted by Burchett. However, that won't stand. A penalty flag came out. If it was against Monroe County, perhaps it could be declined in the interception stand. We'll have to see.
Nice play there. I think that was Burnett in on the coverage here that kind of knocked it away, and Burchett cradled it before it hit the ground for the INT. Hopefully he can keep it, and it looks like he can.
It is going to be an interception and a change of possession. Jimmy Burchett, he had a big catch earlier, records his first interception. His Uncle Brian, the all-time leading interception man here in the halls of Bulldog football.
By far.
Yeah, by far.
I mean,
far,
he doubles everybody up just about.
You had quite a few in your time.
Yeah, I've got double digits.
He's in the
20s. Got
20-something.
Yeah.
Brian's in the up in the 20s. Jimmy with his first there. First and 10, Clay County.
See who we
ball
got.
Ball rest at the Bulldog 8.
Still got Ashlock.
Ashlock still in the quarterback. He's in the gun. Starting offense still on the field. Ashlock hands off. It's going to be Sharp, I believe. Yep, Carson Sharp on the carry. We'll have to see how much gain we've got. They're far to our right here on John Teeples Field. Clay County driving from right to left here in the fourth quarter. 7:45 and ticking. The game has been in hand for a while for the Bulldogs. No gain for Sharp on that one. Second and 10, 33-0 is the score. Clay County in front. Ashlock in the gun. Burchett split wide to the left along with cousin Jimmy Burchett. Hand off to Sharp from the Bulldog 8. He crosses the 10, gets up to around the 12. We're going to spot him at the 15. Should be third and round 7 for the Dogs. Pick up a 5. Third and 5 for Clay County. Ball sets at the Bulldog 14. Clinton County, Kentucky, coming to town next week. Clay County opening up with two opponents from the Bluegrass State this year before they get into region play against Joe Burns 2 weeks from tonight. Ashlock in the gun, third and 5. Overload set to the left. Ashlock rolls to his right. Screen pass back over to Sharp. He has it. Going to be hit and brought down around the Bulldog 15. The down marker should advance up a yard or two. Pick up of 1 on the pass play from Ashlock to Sharp. Fourth and 4 for Clay County. They'll have to punt here. We've only seen them punt one other time tonight, unless I'm mistaken. Ashlock takes care of those roles this year, the punting duties. 6-13 and ticking. What a great opening night, Coach. And I know it's 6 minutes early, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. No injuries at this point for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, and that's going to be big as the season goes on. You know, we anytime you're a small school, any sport, one injury can really affect the way you finish out.
And that was what was going on in the preseason. And I thought this coaching staff did a good job of kind of managing that. You know, we saw a tough opponent right off the bat in Upperman, lost a player or two, but he protected Ogletree, he protected Copeland and some of these players through the rest of the preseason. Just a great job by Coach Johnson and their staff having these guys ready for when it counts on the opener tonight.
The only player that had a serious injury would be Colin Dodson, the junior. And Coach Johnson was really excited about him. He spoke highly of him, said that he was the leading wideout. And we're talking about amongst the likes of Burnett, Burchett, and Burks. He said Dodson was the go-to guy prior to that injury. So
a long player, too. He had hands. I saw him in that Upperman game make a nice catch on the sideline, just went up and got it, stretched out, and unfortunately, got hurt on defense, I think, in that Upperman scrimmage, and we've lost him for the season.
I know. I think he'll be back.
Oh, really?
I thought
it was a knee injury.
It was. He strained some ligaments. I think you'll see him return. He's not wearing a brace, I don't think.
Good.
Now, not wearing crutches. It'll be maybe a month or two, but he'll be back before the season's over.
Glad to hear it.
Monroe County finally going to be taking over after Ashdock's punt. We've not been ignoring any action here on the field. There just hasn't been any taking place. Finally Pettit now in the gun. His team starts off on their own 46-yard line. Targets three wideouts to his left, releases. Nice pass. It's going to fall incomplete. Sailed over the head of Brooks. Pettit done a pretty good job in the second half trying to distribute the rock to his wideouts. You know, they've not went downfield much out of fear, I think, of this talented Bulldog secondary.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of balls up for grabs. You know, Burchett had the INT. Sharp had the INT, the pick six, and took it back. You know, with these conditions, it could be at least double that by now. You know, I know there's been a couple drop, too.
That's true. Second and 10, Monroe County playing pretty slow here. They're very much looking forward to this clock winding on down. 5:55 left in the contest. Shotgun set again, three wideouts to the left. Pettit with the tailback to his right hip. He gets the snap, drops back, no pressure, plenty of time, rolls to his right, going to run this one. Picks up around the yard, and he steps out of bounds to evade the pressure put on by Matt White and Keaton Armstrong.
I believe I'd step out, too, if those two were coming at me at this stage of the game. You know, like you say, it's pretty much time to say uncle for the Falcons right now. Nice, smart play by the quarterback there.
We do see Pettit trot over to the sideline. I think he's done for the night, perhaps. No gain for him. Third and 10. I thought he picked up a little.
As the action slows down here a little bit, and pretty much Clay County's got this one in hand, you just got to talk about this opener, Daniel, and what Coach Johnson and this entire coaching staff, Coach Dickerson and his defense and what he's done. And I'm not sure the young guy that's been with him for 2 years, he's done a good job. And then you got the legacy guys, Bobby Tupi Kerr, Stephen Arms, and Jason Hamilton helping these folks out, and probably many more that I don't know about. But it's really paid off and turned into something special here, at least early on in this opener.
Sack for John Copeland. Let's get that marked down. I agree with you, Thomas. Chad Holloway also helping the guys out.
I knew there was some more.
Just, and I think that's what you see. Great crowd came out to see this one. The community's always been behind football here. Just to be honest with you, though, in the 21st century, there's not been a great product year in here out for them to see. We've got one now, though. Punt by the Falcons after the Copeland sack. Good to see John back in the backfield again after setting out last year with injury. Clay County going to take over pretty deep in their own territory. 4:23 left in this one. Black and gold in front, 33-0, and I see Ashdock trotting back out on the field. A little surprised by that. We've got Keaton Arms, freshman reserve quarterback. There was a little bit of talk, perhaps, of quarterback competition, and Ashdock was being the senior, Arms being the freshman. Ashdock did what he needed to, though. He did become that leader like Coach Edwards talked about. He stepped up. I think Arms' presence has elevated Ashdock's game, and that's a great thing.
It has, and it's good to see the senior step up and come into his own.
Ball was snapped at the 16-yard line, handed off to Carson Sharp. He's got a nice game. Around first down yardage as he's going to advance up to the Bulldog 31. So a pickup of 15 yards for Carson Sharp and a first down for the Bulldogs. Clock's going to be ticking after they get it set here. We just need to see this starting offense that's still on the field just get out of here healthy.
I agree with you, Daniel, and that puts Sharp. You know, he talked about the TDS top performer. It may be a no-brainer at this point, over 100 yards for tonight at rushing.
Ashlock's got two touchdowns on
the
ground.
He does. He does. We've got a lot of
players. They have some discussion about that.
Yeah.
First and 10 after Sharp's 15-yard run. Burchett and Burnett split wide to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Hand off to Sharp again. He goes around right side from the 31. Breaks the line of scrimmage. Picks up around 5 of the 10 that was needed. And another penalty flag comes out.
Back to that, we talked about the quarterbacks there for just a minute. There's no doubt Keaton Arms is the future of this Bulldog team. But, again, Arms is contributing already as a starter here.
He's on the field playing tight end right now.
He has had a huge game in this first half to set the tone with 5 tackles in that first half to set the tone here. And Ashlock has stepped up on the position and done a great job tonight. And I'm looking forward to see what he does the rest of the season.
Keaton Arms about to take his first official snap at quarterback. Ashlock comes off. There was a penalty on the prior play. Sharp did not pick up the 5 yards we thought he did. It's a big one, too, because they're walking it way back. Coach Edwards, did you see one happen?
I never got a signal there, Daniel.
Must be holding. First and 20. Perhaps a hold at the line of scrimmage. First and 20. The ball rests at the Bulldog 21. Keaton Arms, the quarterback. Joseph Markman, his left hip. Too wide to the left. Arms has it. Quarterback keeper. He's up the gut. He's a good runner. Picks up round 5. We'll have to check the spot. Clock winds here at John Peoples Field. Well, I thought it would be. It's currently not for some reason. There was no incomplete pass. Here it goes. All right. 3:35 and ticking. Arms picks up what we're going to call 6 on that carry. Ball now resting at the Bulldog 27. Second and 13 to go. 2 wideouts to the right. It'll be Burchett and Burnett. Jimmy Burchett split wide to the left. Arms in the gun. Markham sets behind him. Hand off to Markham. Maybe Sharp, Thomas. Let me identify that ball carrier before you recorded. It was Sharp. Sharp may have no gain. I'm watching the down marker across the way, see if he moves at all. We're going to say no gain on that carry. Third and 13. 2:48 and ticking. Just a huge win. We're going to talk about it here in the Dairy Queen postgame show coming up. We'd like to get off and talk about all the great things we saw already, but we're going to cover the rest of this action, the remaining 2.5 minutes of this game for you. Do all that during the Dairy Queen postgame show. As we said before, we very much appreciate everybody who's tuned in tonight. We'll be on air again next week.
I think we've got a lot of new faces in the offensive line there, too, Daniel. I'm going to pick up on a few of those numbers.
Thomas, I know I knew this team sometimes, but I'm going to say that it's the original 5 starters.
It is. I thought they did a wholesale change a while ago.
Timeout taken on the field. 2:22 remaining in this one. Clay County in front. They've got it 3rd and 14, but they're up 33-0. Stay with us.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here to live action. 3rd and 13. Arms in the gun. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Quarterback keeper on left side. A penalty flag on the ground. Arms is going to lose yardage. I don't know that the play will stand, though. There was a penalty flag that went down at the snap. I see senior Running back Will Ogletree, who was out front blocking, getting up a little limp on that one. I think he's okay, though. Would certainly hate to lose someone at this point. Not sure about the total numbers of the Clay County squad. I'm going to go ahead and say that there's around 28 maybe on the roster. And we know there's 11 on the field and probably 15 or more or so on the sideline here. So not a huge number of players out this year, but certainly a lot of quality. Two flags down. I think one on the Monroe County defensive side, one on Clay County. 2:16 left in this one. It's been a slow fourth quarter.
It has, and this one's been over since the first score of the second half, guys. You know, when we got up, I don't know what it was, 27 to nothing or something like that, and it's really crawled to a turtle pace here, snail's pace, whatever you want to call it, and it kind of makes it hard to call. We were really excited early on. And then we get into this lull, but there's a lot to be excited about here with Clay County football this year. Up next, you said Clinton County, Kentucky here at home.
Yep.
And then that big matchup in week three, the first region game, guys. You know, you talked about the goal of getting a home playoff game. That's the first step, Joe Burns.
Yeah, going over to Cedar Hill, Tennessee in Robertson County and taking on Joe Burns High School. That'll be a big one 2 weeks from tonight. Arms keeps it. Ball was snapped. It was 3rd and 14. He gets a good carry. We'll have to see where they spot it. Apparently, there was no infraction, or maybe there were offsetting penalties because the ball never was moved when those two flags went down.
It started at the 27 if there was no flag.
All righty then. It was 3rd and about 13, and now we're looking at what we'll call 4th and 3. Pick up a 10. Four arms. The ball does rest at what we'll call the Bulldog 38. So maybe a pickup of 11. 4th and short, Ashlock coming on. Clay County going to punt. Kind of a classy move probably here. Minute 10 and ticking. Ashlock comes back in to punt. Monroe County has a man deep to receive. Ashlock's punts away. It's a low line drive. Takes a Bulldog bounce when it hits. Rolls down to the Falcon 26-yard line. Will be down. 54 seconds left. Great opening night here of the 2019 football season for Clay County. Had a great crowd on hand.
Look here, Carson Sharp has pulled another one, guys. The Monroe County player touched it. Sharp grabbed it, showed it to the referee, and talked him into it, I think. We've got possession.
I like it. 54 seconds remain in this one, and Clay County is going to have the ball, I believe. We'll have to see. I've not seen an official signal, I don't think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the White Hat offense. All right. Carson Sharp perhaps solidifying his role as the TDS top performer. You'll have to stay tuned to the Dairy Queen postgame show to find out for sure.
That's his second fumble recovery of the game.
1st and 10 for Clay County. They've got it deep in Bulldog territory. We're going to see victory formation, I believe. 54 seconds remain in this one. Coach Johnson doing the right thing. Ashlock takes a knee. They'll have to do this probably one more time as the clock starts to tick. Under 50 seconds to play. Clay County going to walk away from this one unscathed. No injuries I'm aware of. 33-0 going to be the final of this one after this clock winds down. Couldn't ask for a better way to start the season. This is the Bulldog team we thought we would see in this contest, and I'm very pleased that that's how it ended up being, Thomas.
Me too. Great opening outing for Coach Jake Johnson and his Clay County Bulldog football team. Looking for great things to come. A lot of football to be played, but they take this one home 33-0 here, Daniel.
Clay County going to start this 2019 season 1-0. Is now we're under 10 seconds to go in this one. Now 5. Now 2. And there's the buzzer. Your final. In the first border war to take place in the 21st century, 1972, the last time these programs got together. Finally, this one, it was the Bulldogs that did the biting, 33-0, black and gold. Stay with us here. We're going to put together some stats and tallies. Come back and do the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen. where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ post-game show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site.
No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome here to the Dairy Queen postgame show. We just witnessed Clay County go up 1-0 early on this 2019 season in this opening border war with Monroe County, Kentucky. Just an outstanding game by the black and gold. Final was 33-0. They were pretty flawless in their efforts during the first half of play. Had some penalties and things come up in the second half, but just a great effort. No injuries. Always something you look for. Great job by the coaching staff. Great job by the players. Just praise all around for the effort tonight.
It is, and what a way to open it, guys. I mean, we're looking for big things, and they showed us big things tonight. And not a pushover team either. They couldn't execute much, but a pretty good defensive effort by our guys. You saw them execute whenever the twos came in on defense. You know, moved the ball a little bit with their starters before they took them out. So not a bad team. Clay County just shut them down and put up the points tonight.
Well, you know, it opened up during that first half of play. I'm kind of grabbing my sheets here a little bit. We saw Clay County have a great opening drive. Didn't have points, though, quickly. Carson Sharp on Monroe County's third play of the game gets that pick six, puts Clay County up.
6-0 at the 4:16 mark.
Set the tone.
Yeah, it did. They set the tone in that opening drive. Went 12 plays, 72 yards, got it to the 1 yard line, and didn't stick it in. But Sharp, he turned it around quickly. This crowd went crazy. We went crazy, just to be honest with you. First score of the 2019 season, and it just went from there. The defense built on it. They shut Monroe County down, and then Ashlock, the big play on the drive after they went. Sharp got the pick six. We got a 3-and-out. Ogletree broke one down this near sideline for 31 yards to set us up inside the 20, and Ashlock ran one for 8, Sharp for 10,
and then Ashlock punches in. Ogletree, the two-point, put us up 14-0 early in that second quarter. And then the defense held strong throughout, tacked one on right before the half, Daniel, and that put this thing away pretty much. 23.5 seconds left. Ashlock, a laser to Kerr on the outside. Then he turned around and kicked the PAT to make it 21-0. And Kerr's not in this scoring summary except for that, but you got to talk about the tone he set in that opening drive.
Yeah.
First two carries, guys. He picked up 7, 26, and 11 on his first three carries of his career. Amazing what these young players have done. And then defensively, Arms set the tone in that first half, and it was pretty much over, 21-0 at the half, and then salted it away in the second as Sharp broke that 75-yarder down
right.
the sideline.
That's what I was forgetting, yeah.
Big splay, explosive down the sideline, 27-0, and Ashlock punched in another one to make it 33-0 and give us our final.
Just a great effort, Coach Edwards. This is going to be a pretty easy one in some ways for you. What did Monroe County end up with tonight?
Well, second half, they went to the air a lot more. For the game, Curtis Pettis, 10 of 17. I had for 124 yards, but threw two picks. Never did get it in the end zone. Didn't run the ball much second half. Ended the game 17 carries for what I've got is negative 43 yards.
Wow.
Penalty-wise, Monroe County, 5 penalties for 30 yards. And, you know, this is just the coach in me. If I'm Jake Johnson, I'm celebrating. I'm talking positive stuff in the locker room. But when everybody leaves the doghouse tonight, I'm thinking about these 11 penalties cost us 115 yards. That can come back to bite you somewhere down the road if you don't get that cleaned up. But it's the first game of the year.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a little sloppy. So that's just one thing that I'm sure he will bring to their attention next week in practice.
Pretty good effort by the Bulldog defense. That's obvious from those numbers that Coach gave. Thomas, pretty good numbers on Clay County's side.
There is, Daniel. Let's talk about that defense first. Led by two players with 5 tackles and on the opposite ends of the spectrum, the senior, Wyatt Birch, with 5, and then the freshman, Arms. And Birch came on in the second half. Arms set the tone early. He had 5 in the game. Wyatt Birch also had 2 tackles for loss and a forced fumble of those 5. Sharp, 2 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and the pick 6. For the interception, 2 fumble recoveries, not forced fumbles. Hamilton had a stop. Coons had 3 tackles. Goad, I've got him recorded for that one huge tackle for loss, almost got the safety on it. Bryson Burchett had a big night. 4 tackles on the outside, and he got the sack, if you'll remember,
he
in
did.
The backfield, so that gives him 5 total. Wesley Walker had a couple. John Copeland had 1 in the big sack that he recorded. Jacob Burnett had a tackle, and then the freshman, Jimmy Burchett, came in there late. When Alec Kerr, guys, I didn't see him see the field much in the second half. Hope he's not dinged up. But Jimmy Burchett stepped up and filled his role. 3 tackles and an INT there late. So defensively, a pretty good night for Clay County.
It certainly was. We expected that all season long. I would talk to Coach Johnson in the cafeteria or something at school, and that's all I would want to talk about. You know, your defense is going to be nasty, Coach. They're just going to be so hard to run against this year. Of course, Coach Johnson, while he oversees everything, he's more of the offensive guy. He'd always want to talk offense a little bit, but I've got to give credit there to defensive coordinator Mike Diggerson, who came in. We talked about him in the pregame show. You talked about him in the Horizon preview this past week. 20-plus years coaching experience, several years as a head coach, great addition to the staff. His mentality and his mentoring ability coming in has really brought that defense to the level that we thought we'd see him at.
Got the defense there, and it helps everybody.
Yeah.
That experience he's brought. You know, you got to remember Johnson.
He's a young guy.
He's in year 1.5,
yeah.
The way you want to look at it. Almost year 2 of head coaching experience, so you know, Dickerson helps him. He helps the whole coaching staff. Great addition for them and the defense shows. But now let me tell you something. The offense was no slouch tonight.
No, they weren't.
353 total yards tonight. Ashlock went 6 for 11. through the air. It was 63 yards and the touchdown. Of those, Ogletree caught one for 7. Sharp had 2 balls for 11. Kerr had the touchdown, which was from 12 yards out. Jimmy Burchett had the one, the biggest play of the night through the air. 35-yarder, Ashlock laid it out, and Burchett ran under it, and just a great play. Don't know why it didn't get in the end zone. It looked like it did from here. And then Burnett rounded out the numbers with a catch for -2. Rushing-wise, I don't know. I've got 6 ball carriers here tonight. Spread it around really good. Alec Kerr, again, set the tone with his running early on in the game. Finished with 5 carries for 59 yards. Did have the receiving touchdown. Ogletree had a huge run, 31 yards, set up that second score. Ended with 8 carries for 40 yards. Markham had a beautiful 13-yard run. Ended up with 2 carries for 14 yards. And then Arms came in and had 2 carries for 16 yards. And somebody you don't think about running it much, but he carried it 10 times, guys. But you got to add in those 2 kneels at the end. So really, he just had 8 carries for 48 yards. And that's quarterback Jake Ashlock. 2 touchdowns. You got somebody that looks like that, quarterback sneaking down the goal line. That's old school, and that's the way I like it. But Sharp, your leading rusher tonight, of course, he got one on the 75-yard touchdown, the majority of it. 8 carries, 113 yards, and the 75-yard touchdown run. Also had the pick 6. That's 2 TDs for him. So big night for the Bulldog O. 35 carries for 290 total yards and 3 TDs.
Pretty good numbers. Hopefully we can continue those. Folks, we're going to play one last ad, little post-game break here. It only lasts about a minute, I think. So stay with us. We're going to come back, do the Dairy Queen post-game show finale here with the TDS Top Performer, and also one final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. Don't leave us. You're listening to the DQ Post-Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final Budget Pest Control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
All right, we're back here one last time on the Horizon Sports Network Dairy Queen postgame show. It's time to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. If you listen to the entirety of our broadcast, you probably already know who it is. He had the first score of the night on a 30-yard pick 6. He had the longest play from scrimmage tonight on a 75-yard sprint down the far sideline. Came up with some more stuff. Thomas Lashire, well, actually I can. I think his total numbers was 8 rushes for 113 yards. Carson Sharp, what else did he have on defense, Thomas?
Well,
Carson had a great game.
He did. You talk about the pick 6 that started everything. It was the 30-yarder. I'm pretty close.
Yeah.
We're going to call it the 30-yarder pick 6 for the interception. 2 tackles, 2 fumble recoveries. And like you say, over 100 yards rushing tonight for the sophomore back. If you'll remember, played a little defense last year. I don't remember being in the backfield a whole lot.
Huge transformation, during these 10 month off season for Carson. He is going to be great all season and over the next 2 years. Thoughts on Carson there, Coach Edwards, before we move on?
Oh, well, just like I said earlier, he's an intense guy. When the ball is kicked off, he may be the most intense guy on the field. And he's ready to go. He's ready to go win.
And I'll tell you something about him. You talked about how arms maybe kind of pushing Ashlock.
Right.
Well, you know, Sharp kind of carried the load here in the preseason, and then you see Kerr get the start, come out here, bust it for, you know, all those runs early on. That motivates a guy. Not that Carson Sharp needs it, but friendly, good competition, you just can't beat it. And Carson Sharp took it and ran with it.
And that's why he was tonight's TDS top performer.
That goes back to what we talked about in the keys to the game,
right,
and the final word segment, too. You know, were those young guys going to hold up? They sure did.
They sure held up.
And
the seniors,
I was impressed by that class.
You know, this was a total team effort here tonight.
It was. TDS Top Performer, brought to you, of course, by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, final budget pest control scoreboard update.
Well, I have some that are still showing fourth quarter. I'm sure they're finals by now, but fourth quarter scores here, Watertown 19, Gordonsville 13, Westmoreland 2, Livingston Academy 35 in the fourth quarter. Also in the fourth, York 26, Jackson 14. And these games have all gone final. Cumberland County 42-6 over Scott County. Nope, got that backwards. Scott County 42-6 over Cumberland County. Here, to me, this is an upset, guys. Smith County 13, Macon County 9.
Hmm.
Final score.
Smith County's been down, that's for sure, lately, but Macon County kind of has two since Carwell left over there. I mean, that was probably a pretty even matchup.
Well, they made the playoffs last year. I think expectations were pretty high in Macon County.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know more about it now.
Anyway, White County 17-6 over Cannon.
Martin
Burns. And Harpeth knocked off Joe Burns 17-14. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control, your go-to critter getters.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Clay County Bulldogs are 1-0 in 2019. Final score here tonight, Monroe County, Kentucky, 0. Clay County Bulldogs, 33. We'll next be on the air at 6 o'clock, 1 week from tonight, as the Bulldogs of Clinton County, Kentucky, come down for another border war here with the Clay County Bulldogs of Salina, Tennessee. Once again, 33-0 in the final. We're glad you joined us tonight. From everybody here at the Horizon Sports Network, we say goodbye.